Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to GQ College Radio. Love and love to change with your host, Rich Munch. GQ Palace, GQ Palace, GQ
Palace. That's a brand name, like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it, I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
GQ Palace Radio, GQ Palace Radio, GQ Palace.
Hey, this is DJ Kevsky, and you're listening to GQ Palace. Hosted by my man, Rich Money.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace.
This is Elias, and you're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio. Follow me, yeah. Follow me. Peace.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Hi, this is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio.
Love and entertainment.
With Rich Money.
What's up, y'all? This is MC Iniquity from Brooklyn, New York. Ain't no party like an old school party, cause an old school party. You're listening to the sounds of Rich Money, GQ Palace. Let's go.
GQ Palace Radio.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah. What's good, y'all? It's your boy Mikey D, aka Playboy Mikey D, aka Mikey Destruction, formerly of Main Source and the LA Posse, currently with Elements of Hip Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned into GQ Palace. Keep it locked.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Rich Money, let's do it.
I like to work more on my to the world famous Murder Inc. show. They call me the Mighty Rule. How you living?
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
The real question. What do you do? When that do?
We gon' clap back.
Yo, what up? Peace, world. This your boy Mellow Man Ace. Right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
GQ Palace Radio.
We gon' clap back. What they hollering about, room? Here's the real. I pop the top like champagne bottles to chill or nothing but ice. Now I'll send it up to the greatest and tell them I'm nice too. Plus push some nice goals that ain't roll like dudes, man. I'm OG Bobby J, and we slinging soccer fields, yeah. You respect that, or get your mind around and get it pushed back. Y'all don't want that. I send them to the mall, I keep it my bouncing for sure. In the club with no gun, got them taking it off. Can't help that. I'm that that puts it down once I hit that. To them up in the mind, back to them home in the throwback. West, 44 Lakers, let's make no mistakes. Please F's take place. What's the procedure with a gun in your face?
GQ Palace Radio.
Come back. Hell, come on.
We gon' clap.
Rich Money, and thank you once again for joining me. The lines is flooded as usual. Before we start off, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a spectacular show. We had the GQ General Question. Then we had some of the biggest female promoters in the building, Gold Digger. And they were talking about their event, matter of fact, that they got going on tonight at Two Shades. So they doing their thing, you know. They got their event going on tonight at Two Shades. Shout out to my man Swagger. He's doing his thing. He brought them to us, you know. He filled them and everything. I'm going to fill y'all in with the edits a little bit later on. But to hear last week's episode, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and type in blogtalkradio and type in GQ Palace. G-E-E-Q-U-E. Palace and check out the archives. Now tonight, we got a smasher for y'all. It's going down hard body. Check this out. What we got going on for y'all tonight, the GQ General Question. My thing is, you can sit back and enjoy the music. If you have a topic that you choose you want to discuss, press that one button, I'll put you on the air, and you can discuss that topic. Then, after the GQ General Question, we have up-and-coming artist Jay Good, and his joint is fire. When I say fire, I mean fire. We're going to play his smashing single, Trap Legend. It's crazy. And find out what's his next step in the music industry and what's his inspiration and goals. Then, for the last part of our segment, our special guest appearance will be Rob Bates. Rob Bates will be in the building from 8 to 9 p.m. I was informed, though, by my connections. He might call a little like 8:05, 8:10, but he will definitely be in the building. Ain't no question about it. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to sit back, relax. Like I said, if you have a topic, I see the lines are starting to light up already. If you have a topic you want to discuss, press that one button, and we're going to air. If not, we're going to sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. So right now, for this right here, for the next 15 minutes, that's how long I'm giving y'all, 15 minutes. If you have a topic you want to discuss, feel free to press that one button. But for the next 15 minutes, we're going to sit back and enjoy some tunes by a couple of new artists. We're going to get into Can We Get Away by Poetic Lace, Remember You Well by Jay Lyric, Old Scotlandville by Hero featuring Arius Marquis, and The Joneses by Jess Patrick. And then we're going to come back and find out what's going on, whether y'all got a topic y'all want to discuss. If not, we're going to play some more music. That's how I'm doing it now. We're going to keep it like that. This is Rich Money, GQ Powers Radio. Love it.
It is butter, baby!
for sure.
What's good, what's good? Black Silk, $2 Tuesday franchise. Don't forget, we move into that spot over on Fordham Road, Club Extreme, The Rewind, A Taboo. And if you was in that episode, you know what it is. Don't forget this year, my retirement, stage 48, is going down. I got major celebrities on, bro. That's Checkmate for all of you that don't know. I'm chilling with my man Rich Money, GQ Palace, each and every Friday. I know what it is. Let's go.
My love is set us free. Place where it's you and me, where my love will set us free.
I've been thinking lately, some were contemplating. Would it be unthinkable if we start relating? I mean desolating, when we're conversating. Remember our first kiss? It was exhilarating. Look how things have changed. The distance between us has a greater range. We don't talk no more, we don't chill no more. I gotta tell you that you're the girl I most adore. I saw me dying on the floor. I've been trying to fill your void by sleeping with these whores. Yeah, misery has been my company. I'm just praying to God he brings you back to me.
Can we go to a place where it's you and me, where my love is set us free?
No place for man and wife can be.
Can we go to a place where it's you and me, where my love is set us free?
Baby, I'm trying to figure out a way where I can bring you closer without any delay. It's so hard in these crooked days to meet someone who can easily say,
I'm in love at the end of time. God is you and now let's make it right.
Let's grow closer to the Lord, forgive the sin. Now that's how we win. See, love is up for show, of course. I will let you work. You wanna dress the light, go ahead and pick the matching shirts. I'm just saying, when the Lord put you in my life, it was love at first sight. I knew I met my wife.
Can we go to a place where it's you and me, where my love is set us free?
No place for man and wife can be.
Can we go to a place where it's you and me, where my love is set us free?
This is Alicia, and on Fridays I listen to Rich Money, CQ Palace Radio,
speaks to Southern. I have his greatest than attraction. Let's reflect a thriller, lights, camera, action. Where God is producer, Jesus is director, the Holy Ghost is the theme. Are you listening? Every king needs a queen. The grass isn't always greener on the other scene. You're my queen after God, you're my everything. So let's do this right, I want you in my life. I will climb any mountain if you scream. Reaching for you like the stars in a dream. Let it be known from first sight to last sight. In my heart, I will always hold you tight.
Can we go to a place where it's you and me, where my love is set us free?
No place for man and wife can be.
Can we go to a place where it's you and me, where my love is set us free?
Good girl, that hard, I remember you well, I remember you well. Between the game and straight, play make a man up a weight. My nigga was left on the scale, but back to it. Met at my man party, told myself had to get your stare. Exchanging a few words back and forth, but she dug my stare, but she dug it well. Well, asked for her phone number, don't really care if it was fast or not. Thinking of a one night thing, one night fling, I ain't really care if it was less than that. Cause she got a boyfriend that's locked, been away for a while, enough of robbery. She told me it's cool, he ain't coming home no time soon, that's fine with me.
Just let it be, no need to hold back, girl, with you and me. Baby, now you do the math, no need to front. Hope this ain't too much, we only getting older. Baby, we only live once.
Now I done got deep with us. We're living getting heat with us. We know it's fun, it's far from right, but I ain't thinking about leaving her. Catching feelings cause I sleep with her. Mom's calling, she ain't meeting her. It's bad enough, she got a man that's cut. Let alone, we sneaking, bruh. Threatening my homies like I ain't going to a home at night. No more good, but she gotta hold on me. And I can't be alone at night. Make no sense to keep this going, but for some reason we don't wanna give it up. We living dangerous, she try and hang it up. Cause we only live once. Just let it be. No need to hold back, girl, with you and me. Baby, now you do the math. No need to front. Hope this ain't too much. We only getting older. Baby, we only live once. Live once. We only live once. Live once. Baby, we only live once. Live once. Live once. We only live once. Live once. Baby, we only live once. Live once. Live once.
You ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere.
Cause I'm still in your head. All these girls starting to feel me. They blowing like the wind. I can feel it. I can feel your pain too. Just wanna know what your love life's like. If that's cool.
So we get paid. Whatever goes around, it comes back around. Now what if you was locked up? You would expect for him to be here. But his folks ain't watching us. They expect for you to be fit. Let me be clear. Every time I think of you, I always think of be with. Girl, they coming home. Man, you don't know when it ain't late to prepare. Just make it last one more night. Make sure we get it off right. Girl, we gotta move it on. I can't stay for long, cause I'ma miss my flight. The morning comes. Baby girl, get a knock at the door. She open it slowly. It's a man and he out on parole. She whispers, go out the window. Next thing I hop back to the fence. I called just to check, but the phone disconnected. And I ain't never hear from her since. Nah, I ain't never hear from her since. Had to ride out, did he find out? Wouldn't know, cause I ain't never hear from her since.
Yo, what up, what up? Peace, world. This your boy, Mellow Man Ace. And right now, you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
GQ Palace.
Growing up in North Baton Rouge, young and smooth, but I had my ways. Listening to old school tunes on those rainy days, playing Super Mario. Just the past time I remember when me and Reese used to ride our bikes by Little Zion. Dad and Mom used to give Fat Track burgers to eat, living on the dead end of Michigan Street. Punk band rocking in apartment 3. On the other side is where CC and Jordan used to be. Chillin' was on the memo, fun was just the intro. Hanging out with my cousins, kicking ass on Nintendo. Running around outside, playing hide and seek. Go rolling through the park, even playing ball over at Antique. It's funny, I can just smile up on those things in the past. Positive vibes made everything move so fast. Bad times were heavy, that was something I really hated. But looking at how far I came, I appreciate it.
This is the place in which I came from. Old Scotland Field, my hometown. Scotland Field, this is the place where it all begins for me. But it'll be a part of my history.
History.
Homecoming, you can smell the barbecue. Everybody posted up on the yard, hanging out at SU. Southern University has the best parades. Tailgating with your people, the normal escapades. Swag champ homeboy, yeah, you know we running. Second home to go, oh yeah, we steady gunning. Summertime, I enjoy, keep it low key and chill. Just as hot outside, I need a slow ball from the field. After that, I'm hitting up at the Y for some turkey wings and thighs. Elma Avenue was where I reside. Went to school at Progress Elementary. That's like ancient history. I remember Mrs. Burke and Mr. Lee. I played basketball for the Little Jags. Undefeated season at the age 11. Not bad, but whoever knew I would be in the zone. Whoever knew I'd be destroying microphones like that.
You are now tuned in.
I'm not ashamed. From the field, go and put your hands up. Now if you're from Scotland Square, put your hands up. Bankstown and the Acres, put your hands up. Now if you're from Scotlandville, put your hands up.
Oh yeah,
can you dig it? Now keep my demeanor smoother than the baby such. You haven't seen nothing cleaner. Everybody got the music from Booze. Can't forget about Vince Liquor. All good, we kept it groovy, crest work middle. I was a part of the school, that was my awakening. I started living by my own rules. A youngin' surrounded by confusion and doubt. At the time, the world was something I had to figure out. But that's another story, you will learn about my glory. My trials and tribulations, my hopes and my worries. Coming from Scotland, and I'm about to handle biz. When we step up in the party, you know what time it is.
Is it the place in which I came from? Oh, Scotland Field.
Oh, Scotland Field.
Always,
I'm thinking back to the good times and the bad. I see it brought us to where we're at, which is what makes me so glad that we grew up where we did, with our family and past friends. No matter where I go or been, I rep the villain till the end.
Everybody, and if you keep on listening to them, you're gonna find yourself.
Sons and Divas, welcome back to the palace. I don't know, we got a little technical difficulty going on. What's going on? I don't know. But I ain't going to stir my brain up on it tonight. Not tonight, because I'm feeling all right. I'm feeling real good. So, you know, okay, I think we got everything in order. Let's see if we got it all in order. Play something for the Okay, there we go, there we go. So it's all in order, it's all set. I do apologize. But, you know, like I said, we're going to play some tunes. So if you got a topic that you choose you want to discuss, feel free to press that one button because the lines is on fire if you want to discuss that topic. Like I said, tonight, don't forget about the Stilettos and Boussier going down at Two Shades tonight. I'm going to fill y'all in with the address once again. We got up-and-coming artist Jay Good in the building and his joint, Never Let Go, and Trap Legend that I just listened to is ridiculous. Ridiculous. When I say ridiculous, I mean ridiculous. And don't forget, our special guest appearance will be Raw Bass. We also going to have another special guest appearance with him in the building, but we're going to see what happens. I don't know if it's going to be up. It's not going to be. If it is, cool. If it's not, then it's all good. You know how we do. But, you know, if you got any questions you want to ask Raw Bass, feel free. I'm pretty sure you won't have a problem with asking the questions that you have to ask or whatever the case is. But what we're going to do right now, we're going to get into some more joints. We're going to get into that exclusive Sent For You by the Force MDs. We're going to get into My Baby by Anaya, who else, Armstrong, and We Stand Together here on GQ Palace Radio, love and entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
Yo, what up, peace world, this your boy Mellow Man Ace, and right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it.
Concentrate on me. About it on the air. Me personally, today I don't have a topic. I ain't even gonna sit here and lie to you and tell you I do when I don't, because the show is gonna be so hot tonight. It's like out of control. Like I said, once again, we got my man Jay Good, up and coming artist in the building, and also pioneer legend Rob Bass. We're gonna come back with some more music for y'all, you know, because like I said, we can't keep this music hitting undercover, because a lot of artists out here is doing their thing. And a lot of labels ain't taking recognition of that. You know what I'm saying? Which is a bad thing, because you got a lot of talented people out here that's trying to make it in this music industry, and nobody want to give them that push to try to help them out or to succeed what they're trying to do. And I know what they're going through, because I've been through it. You understand what I'm saying? I've been through it. Yeah, your foot's in the door, but then there's certain people you're dealing with, and, you know, it's a whole lot of things that goes on with that situation. You know what I mean? But what can we say about it except for try to help them out? And that's what GQ Palace Radio is all about, GQ Palace Magazine, GQ Palace Record Label. You know, we try to help the artists get out there and proceed in their goal, you know. It's better than the artists know than the people getting the guns, you know what I mean, shooting up each other. So our thing is to help them proceed with their goals, help them do what they got to do. Not saying everybody is doing it with the gun thing or whatever, you know, trying to put in that perspective. You understand what I'm saying? But you got a lot of people out here that's trying to succeed, and they get frustrated. And I know the feeling. I know the feeling of trying to succeed in this music industry and getting frustrated and having to deal with the nonsense and people promising you, making you promises that they know they're not going to keep. That's one thing about GQ Palace Radio. If I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. If I can't do it, I'm going to try my best to do it. And that's what GQ Palace Radio is all about. We're going to take a brief commercial, and we're going to come back with some more tunes for y'all. This is GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment, with your host, Rich Money. It's butter, baby.
It's butter, baby.
For sure.
You're beautiful, yes.
Don't forget, it's going down April 27th, 2014. Nonstop Media Superstar Sunday at Club of Law, 3302 Queens Boulevard. Special guest judges, Coco Chanel, Jazzy Joyce, Cuban Link, our very own featured host for the featured acts, Rich Money, our showcase host, Steph Lover. It's going to be crazy. $1,000 in hard cold cash. Also get your chance to be put in a magazine, GQ Palace Magazine, and on the air, GQ Palace Radio with your host, Rich Money. It's going down. You don't want to miss this. It's Butterfly. GQ Palace, GQ Palace, GQ
Palace. That's a brand name, like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it, I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me anymore than they know the chairman of General Mills.
GQ Palace Radio, taking the world by storm. We on over 15 different websites, 65,000 listeners and still rising within 2 years, 8 different episodes, 11 different hosts. On Mondays from 8 to 9 p.m., we have UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, where we playing nothing but the hottest pioneers and unsigned artist material never heard before. Then right after UAR from 9 to 11, we have Love, Life, and Loyalty with Ms. Deanne Lane. Then on Tuesdays, we coming at y'all with the mayor, GPS, GQ Palace Sports, from 8 to 10 p.m. as he bring you the bigger picture, doing it how he say it, hard body, hard body. Then on Wednesdays, we hitting y'all with Love Fantasy, with three of the hottest females on radio right now, Angie, Rachel, and T, the Diva Squad, from 7 to 9 p.m. as they discuss their grown and sexy topics and play nothing but the hottest old and new slow jams and R&B. Then on Thursdays, they're back, KL and Tiffany Belvin, Reality and Relationships, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. as they bring you that truth to the matter feedback on relationship and let you know what's going on in the world of the news today. Then we hitting y'all on Friday with Love and Entertainment with Rich Money from 6 to 9 p.m. as you get random guests for the GQ General Question, interview up-and-coming artists, and special guest appearance by some of the biggest names in the industry. That's 6 to 9 p.m. Love and Entertainment with Rich Money. Then on Sunday, you have to bless the Lord. We have Miss Lavina Polite coming at you with some of the most powerful evangelists, ministers, pastors, and elders, sending out prayers, quoting scriptures of the Bible, playing gospel music. Feel free to call in and give your testimony as well. And last but not least, from 9 to 10, we have GQ Palace Radio Crossroad Temple for Brother Timmy Scribby Hunter as he interviews the best gospel and hip-hop gospel music. All shows, one number, one link, toll free, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air, or you can stay on the line to hear the show. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/GQ Palace Radio. That's GEEQUE Palace Radio. Also, you can like us on the magazine, Facebook, www.facebook.com/GQ Palace Magazine. Like our website at www.GEEQUE002.wix.com/GQ Palace Magazine. Remember, that's GEEQUE002.wix.com/GQ Palace. Radio, we doing big things. We taking it to the next level. GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment.
GQ Palace, GQ Palace, GQ Palace. That's a brand name, like Pepsi. That's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
And you're listening to GQ Palace Radio,
Love and Entertainment
with Rich Money.
Alright, I'm alright. I'm gonna be alright. I'm gonna be alright.
GQ Palace Radio.
In the morning.
chance to rise above. Even when things get hard, you know in your heart, nothing's gonna keep you down, nothing's gonna turn you around, no.
GQ Power Radio.
Anything you ask of me, I'll do. Don't you know? intention is to make you scream out my name all night long. I want you by my side.
Tonight we're gonna turn up the lights and we're gonna do things, grown things, you and me all night.
GQ Palace Radio.
Fly when your wings are broken. I guess it's hard to see God when
you are
so
now
blind.
Tuned in to GQ Palace.
Still gotta look for that light though. Tell them Nova.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Lord, so that I may fly away. I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Lord, so that I may fly away.
Poetically, I'm trapped in enigma. I'm at the kind of jail asking why you pulled the trigger. It must have been confusion from the blunts and the liquor. Seeing you in here only makes me get sicker. I'm mad, I'm pissed, I'm something like a bladder. Most my dog slipped when I started up the ladder. We were close friends, but you never helped my struggle. It was mostly criticizing and pointing out my trouble.
You are now tuned in to
GQ Palace. But in my heart I couldn't really say you can. That's like the women came around trying to get paid. But in the end every single one felt played. No PS3 and Zender, we are Xbox. That's so ironic cause the game don't stop. I can remember every girl that I slept with, but I wish I could forget that.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. So that I may fly away.
Yes, so has to go on. My brother's been praying that he just holds on. My mom's been praying that my brother comes home. The streets ain't really what you wanna call home. It's like times get hard. The harder we grow, we growing hard. So what else do we know? It's a hard night life and I had to live it twice. So many mistakes, but God still treats me nice. I'm wondering and pondering, thinking and blinking. Keep a sober mind. Far from drinking, I gotta do it. Crabs in the pot, they tryna pull me down. Cause the water is hot, the water is scorching, the water is scorching. These crabs so deceitful cause they know what's approaching. Step around the corner, please pull me out of terror. I'm only 23, but I know the pallbearer.
GQ Palace,
right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Oh, Lord, so that I may fly. I'm
searching for the road of salvation, so that I may fly away. Waking up in the morning, I got a sad surprise. I lost my closest homie to a game of homicide. We in a city where you see the skinny dudes die. It's important that we pray just to get by. My
I'm at his funeral, his mom is crying on my shoulder. They had my blood flowing slower, now my heart's colder. So I invested in some heat in case I have to teach. Then I heard, grab your Bible, keep that in your reach. Lord, pardon my mistakes, I had to play my hand. No spades, hearts of diamonds, such a tragic hand. So I went to the clubs, looking for some love. Never realized all the wildest God that I shoved. God is good, man, I promise you can make it through. Bow down, confess crisis, what you have to do. It's nothing to it, speak your heart, shouldn't feel shook. If you don't know what to say, just repeat the hook.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Lord, so that I may fly away. I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to the palace. Once again, I am your host, Rich Money. Coming up now, we have up-and-coming artist, Jay Good, and we're going to find out what's his next step in the music industry, and also his inspiration and goals. And we're going to be playing his smashing single, Never Let Go. We also going to play One True Love and Trap Legend here on GQ Palace Radio, Love Entertainment. It's Butter Baby. So just stay right there and don't move. This is Rich Money. I think my switchboard operator is slipping a little. But what we're going to do, we're going to get to this new joint. Until we get my man Jay Good to call in, we're going to get into this new exclusive joint by Two Live Crew. Take it off.
Turn up! This new shit, y'all. This new shit, y'all. This new shit.
Hey yo, check this out. I go by the name of Mr. Exclusive, and I'm chilling with my dog, Rich Money, man. And we're on the live station right now. GQ Palace Radio. Let's get it.
Yo, what's up? It's the brother Marquis and Fresh Kid A, and we the Two Live Crew. And that's right, we back with our number one single, baby. Take it off. Turn up. Keep the shot of man. Two live crew. Making it good. Let's get it.
Cocaine, act flaw, bottle ball, what it call? All the girls.
feelings hurt. My team get that money. We count up them hunters. We been about that life. Life playing out here hustling. Got chicks on the pole, cause that's how we roll. So gon' pop that thing, cause we like them with no clothes on.
Appreciate you taking the time to join us this evening. I know you got a lot of things going on, man. You got
a whole lot
of things going on.
Yes, sir. Right now, I'm just working on my Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off. My bad.
No. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just saying that I'm working on my new compilation CD, probably for spring or summer. TWS Part 3. I did part 2, which is on iTunes right now. You can just put inside of the search bar J Good TWS 2, and then you'll find me. All my songs, 1 to 14 songs on there. All different type of flavors on there. Something for the ladies, for the fellas, for the club. Feel good music, all type of music.
Okay. Now, you know what I want you, because I know where you're from. And I heard you. It's fire. Let everybody know where you're from.
Oh, I'm from Toronto, Canada, Toronto, Ontario, 416 area code. That's where I'm from.
Yeah, you definitely doing your thing. Now, how did you come up with your name, Jay Good?
Oh, my real name is Jermaine, and then I was really good in a lot of sports when I was young, and I was good in a lot of things. So my homeboy, Julius Ice, he's actually the one that actually gave me the name that I knew since elementary school. And but I wasn't rapping at the time, but say 2010, 2011, I was telling him, like, yo, I need, like, a name. But I need, like, a cool-ass name, like, something that's going to stand out. And he's like, yo, just be yourself. And I'm like, what am I going to use? Because I wanted to use J Retro, J Swaggerific, J this, J that. He's like, just do J Good. Because, you know, he was always good to me in almost everything. So I just put it together and said, you know what? Jermaine Good. I went with it. Yeah, I am.
All right. I know, so you go by Swaggerific. Explain that to us.
Well, that's, the people pretty much gave me that. I didn't really, like, ask for that. I'm really into, like, clothes and dressing and putting myself together, and people just always be like, oh, that fly kid over there, that fly guy, the fly boy, the swag boy. That's always what people always called me. Even when I used to, not even used to, but when I performed at a lot of places, they always be like, you got mad energy, you got mad swag, you got mad flavor, this is this. So they pretty much gave me that name, so I have nothing to do with that name right there.
Mm-hmm. Now, I see it says, you know, you didn't have a male role model, and
nah,
you did the opposite of what most people have done in their life. Now explain that to us. What was the opposite that you have did in situations that you have done?
Well, I've been in, you know, a lot of situations and growing up and typical household where it's like you have your mom doing everything for you, but when you go outside inside of the streets, you have a responsibility of choosing if you want to be involved in certain activities. And I'm not going to say, like, I was never involved in anything. I might have dibble-dabbled and stuff, but I never, like, got caught up because my mom's voice will always be in my head. And my father left me when I was, like, 2 years old. And after, it was just me, my mom, my sisters, and I just learned everything that my mom taught me, and I always took it with me outside. So there's certain things that I wouldn't take to a full extent because I wouldn't want to disappoint my mom.
Now, how long have you actually been emceeing?
Since 2010, I really started, like, rapping, and I started going crazy in, like, 2011, so maybe, like, 3 to 4 years now. Because I used to be in, like, basketball, football, before I even thought about
sports.
I cut you off. yeah, I was really heavy into sports. I just started, like, doing this rap stuff.
So, what made you get into MCing? Who would you say influenced you?
I used to see my cousins, like, rapping a lot in the house. And then, well, at their house, when I used to go to their house. And I used to always be, like, looking at them, and then they'd have, like, mixtapes, and they'd be passing all around the city. And I got influenced off of that. Just off of them doing it, I just felt like, you know, if they can do it, why can't I do it? But I was always, like, into music, like, always listening to music, but I think they kind of, like, hit me on the side, like, made me look at them like, yo, I want to, like, see if I can do this. Because people used to always ask me before, like, you rap or something? And I'm like, nah. So I just kind of just practiced it, started out, and I wasn't even that good, to be real, at first. And then once I got the hang of it, I just started spreading my wings and took over.
You know, as an up-and-coming artist, who would you say is some of your biggest inspirations in the music industry?
Like right now or before?
Yeah, right now, before.
Well, right now, my favorite rapper, Missy.
From before to now.
All right, well, before, I liked DMX, I liked Jay-Z, I liked Nas. I liked a lot of people before. Jadakiss, the whole Lox, the whole Mobb Deep. But now, my favorite rapper right now is Nipsey Hussle right now.
Okay. Now, I see you met a producer, Street Justice. Tell us about that. Who actually
I met Justice through a DJ. So when I was running around in Toronto, like, trying to, like, link up with somebody, trying to meet, like, whoever does music, into music, I met DJ Dunn, and I met him around the club area. And then he's like, yo, why don't you link up with Justice? And I'm like, all right. Even at the time, I was like, yo, who's this? But we linked up. We talked about it over the phone. Then we met at a club. We gelled a little bit, talked even more. Then after, when I went to his house, you know, we started talking about what we want to do and what type of dreams and where we want to take this thing. That's how we kind of clicked. And my vibe and his vibe was just like, it was a good, genuine vibe. So after that, that's how I pretty much met him, through a DJ.
Now, I want to talk about one of your singles that we're going to get into, Trap Legend. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, Trap Legend is a single that I put up the snippet today, and the single's dropping next month in May. Pretty much that single right there is going to make people think that I'm, you know, I'm in the trap, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But I'm actually doing the opposite of that. I'm trapping my music. So when people see the whole video, it looks like a movie where they think that the whole time, I didn't mean to give it away, but the whole time they see, like, me with my bag and they see me with another bag, they think, like, I'm selling drugs the whole time. Until the end of the video, they realize that it was actually me selling my CDs, my music, trying to expose myself and get out and be heard. So that's how I came up with that kind of concept, where people are going to think, like, okay, he's in the trap, he's peddling them things, he's doing this, he's doing that. But the whole complete opposite of that.
Because I heard that joint is fire. So all I want you to do is introduce that single right there.
Alright, the Trap Legend single?
Yes.
Alright. It's your boy J Good. You already know what it is. check me out right now, Trap Legend, live on the radio. Listen to it from top to bottom. Let me know what you think. Let's get it.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
It's good. Good. I'm live in the trap right now. Trap right now. My trap. My trap. My trap. I don't want dudes to get it confused. Get it confused. Me and your trap is two different things. Two different revenues.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money.
The undisputed heavyweight spitter NT.O. $300, boy, if you need a feature. $150, boy, for a little teaser. I be running through these tracks like a fucking cheetah. And I be turning these niggas up into non-believers. You don't spit no game, yeah, you niggas lame. All I do is put you niggas in the hall of shame. You don't spit no fire, my nigga, you's a liar. I get in your girly middle like I'm Sodomaya. Yeah, I'm Irate, I'm swinging like a pirate. An old school legend in this game like a turret. She blow my balls off like I was Nintendo. And shout out to my Vinci nigga Manji, that's my info. Trap boy, trap noise, and I got that trap voice. But the only banger that a nigga had was swagger boys. Trap legend, yeah that's my name dog. Spitting that cocaine, I'm coming off the wings dog. We make it rain dog, not selling cane dog. Went through them cloudy nights, now I wanna fall. Trap legend, yeah that's my name dog. Spitting that cocaine, I'm coming off the wings dog. We make it rain dog, not selling cane dog. Went through them cloudy nights, now I wanna fall. Trap legend. Can you feel that? Trap legend. Yeah, it's like Iraq. Trap legend. When them niggas clap. Trap legend. We don't deal with racks. Trap legend. Can you feel that? Trap legend. Yeah, it's like Iraq. Trap legend. When them niggas clap. Trap legend. No, we don't deal with racks. Legendary status, go ahead and check it. Wanna be rapping, so we trippin' butt naked. Slap to the face, that's a facial expression. Go and teach a lesson, Smith and Wesson. That's for my flow wave, I see on my show bitch. Niggas got a problem, so I tell them go and hold it. Can control this, yeah I'm focused. Niggas wanna smoke, so I tell them go and smoke this. That's for my flow be like over Winfrey. Niggas wanna show, so I tell them go and pay me. Yeah I'm going hard, like a trophy. Got my own team, like I'm Kobe. On my own tip, you don't know me. Got them crack bars, like a Smokey. On my own tip, you don't know me. Got them crack bars, like a Smokey. Trap legend, yeah that's my name dog. Spitting that cocaine, I'm coming off the vein dog. We make it rain dog, not selling cane dog. Went through them cloudy nights, now I wanna fall. Trap legend, yeah that's my name dog. Spitting that cocaine, I'm coming off the vein dog. We make it rain dog, not selling cane dog. Went through them cloudy nights, now I wanna fall. Trap legend. Can you feel that? Trap legend. Yeah, it's like a rack. Trap legend.
Where them niggas clap. Trap legend. We don't do it rack. I'm feeling that right there. That's something serious right there. Now, let my people know exactly what that concept is about again so they don't get it twisted.
Yeah, man, that's pretty much me. Working hard, grinding, getting my music out in the trap, whether someone's shooting or selling or doing whatever, it doesn't matter. Nothing's stopping me from getting my music out to the people. So that's why I said, no matter what, if I'm stuck inside of this trap, I'm going to make sure I'm a legend in this trap. So I'm going to expose myself and let people hear my talent no matter what the circumstances is. That's pretty much what the concept was about the whole video.
I feel you. Now, if you had the chance to perform with any artist that's out right now, who would it be and why?
Definitely Nipsey Hussle right now. Reason why is because I feel like every time I hear Nipsey's music, I feel like there's a message inside of his music, and he's always like telling you like stay focused, stay on your grind, stay on your toes, stay on your P's and Q's. So definitely be him, because at the same time, me performing with him, I think I would learn a lot of game from him.
Mm. Okay. So I see in 2009, you released your first mixtape, Welcome to My World. You sold over 1,000 mixtapes. Tell us about that.
Well, that was when I first like started playing with it. I didn't really take it serious. But at the same time, you know, I did that. I went on instrumental beats. And I started selling them all. I sold 1,000 copies in the streets by myself at hand. I bought all of those by myself for 1,000 and change. But at the same time, I made back and I made more. I made close to probably $3,000. Yeah, like $3,000 off of that and change. So it really paid off at first. It was like a weight. It felt like weight on my shoulders when I was getting it because it was just me alone getting it. But it really did pay off of me just attacking people and pursuing it and telling people why they should buy this and who I am and what I'm trying to do.
Now, you also released Welcome to My World Part 2, Toronto Hip Hop Community. Tell us about those mistakes.
Part 2 is a compilation. When I started like getting my feet warm, I started getting more into it. Part 2 is pretty much like the same concept, but on Part 2 was all my own instrumentals with people from the city. So pretty much Part 1 kind of gave me a break where it was like people heard and seen what was going on, but Part 2 made producers come up to me and try to like work with me and do my thing and get myself out there even more. Part 2, I bought like 500 copies and I sold all of those too.
So let me ask you, what's the difference between those mixtapes you did back then compared to what you're doing now?
I would say growth. I'd say I matured a lot. I'd say I understand more. I would say the lyrics and the flow got better. I would say as far as concepts got better too. And wording, the way how I word my words now, like I get my point across in like a way better way now.
So if you had an up-and-coming artist come up to you and say, okay, Jay, you know, I see what you're doing. You're making a lot of progress. You're doing big things. What could you tell me to help me get to where you at? What advice can you give them?
An up-and-coming artist?
Yes.
I'll just tell them, stay focused, stay on your grind, and stay on your hustling. Don't let nobody tell you anything that will damage you. Let people tell you something, but as long as it will inspire you and require you to get better and uplift yourself, then you definitely got to soak it in, because that's all I got like around in my circle. And I always listen to people that, you know, that are strategic about certain things that I do that will help me evolve. So I would tell them, just keep sticking to it and you're going to see better results when you turn back and look back at it, because you never realize like what you have done until you turn around and be like, yo, I really did these much things and yada yada, this much performances and tapes and et cetera, et cetera. So when you realize what you've done, it just makes you want to keep going.
Okay, what can you tell my listeners about Jay Good that'll make them want to go get your music, buy your music?
I tell them that the reason why you should check on my music is because I got one of the illest flows that you will ever hear in the city. In my city, on the come up, I'm one of the hottest guys on the circuit coming out right now.
Okay. Let me say this. In two words, describe Jay Good.
Two words?
Two words.
Very humble.
Okay. I'm feeling that. Okay,
yeah.
Very humble.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want to talk about another one of your singles you got. Never Let Go.
Oh, okay.
That joint right there is ridiculous.
That joint right there is ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah, it's for the ladies. I have my boy Jevy on the hook on that one. Everybody liked that song.
Yeah, so how did you come by actually getting that music? Who produced that track, and how did you come by with that chorus, that whole concept?
This boy, Jay Beats, produced the beat. And it's funny because this girl on my Facebook, she wanted to do it, and I was going to do it with her, the song, and she was taking forever to do it. I won't call her name, put her on blast, but she's taking forever to do it, and I'm like, yo, like, are we gonna do this, or what's happening, like, we gonna get this done, or what's going on with it? And then she was just, like, chilling on it, and then I jumped on the boy Jay Beats and told him, like, yo, I want to do this beat, I want to do something with it, and he's like, all right, do whatever you want. And then I got Jevy, because I heard his music. I didn't realize I had him on my Facebook, tell you about the social network. So he started talking to me, and I started talking to him. He's like, I always liked his stuff, and I checked him out. I like his stuff, too. And then I said, yo, I got this beat. You know, you wanna play with this beat? You want to sing? You want to do something with it? Because I know he knows how to sing and rap. So I sent him the beat. He sent it back to me. I liked it, did it, and that was pretty much it.
See, because I see you very versatile. You understand when you're spitting the lyrics and everything. What makes Jay Lyrics music different from everybody else? I mean, Jay Good, like excuse me.
Like what you said, versatility, because it's true, even though I already knew that, but people always told me, like, versatility gives you longevity. So I like to be versatile, because at the end of the day, you know, I ain't going to be the dude that's always talking about, yeah, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. I'm the toughest, I'm the hardest guy out, and da-da-da. That's not really my thing. That's easy. I like to challenge myself and do, like, different topics and different methods with my music. So I just challenge myself all the time. Like, let me try to do this. Let me try to do that. Let me try to do something that nobody has ever talked about yet. Or let me try to mess with this and mess with that.
Well, I want to get into this single right now, Never Let Go.
Do it. Do it.
All right, let's make it happen. All right, Dons and Divas. Here goes some more fire for you by my man, Jay Good, Swag Champ. Remember where you heard it, GQ Palace Radio, love and entertainment.
It's fire, baby!
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
GQ Palace Radio.
GQ Palace.
Hi, this is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio, with Rich Money.
I'll be right here by your side, if you let me hold you tight.
GQ Palace Radio.
I'll never let go. I'll never let go.
Jevy with the ace on my flow, you know I go mainstream sound, no underground Hollywood bound, yeah. And I promise that I'll never let you go. I promise that I'll tell you everything that you wanna know. Everything that you wanna know. I swear I'll tell you everything. Here we go. Yeah.
I'll be right here by your side. If you let me hold you tight.
Jay Good, FedEx, I deliver. Hit it from the back, baby, make you quiver. Licking on your lips, now your body shiver. Never been a rat, cause I ain't my splinter. You been the boss lady, I been the boss don. Somebody to tell my motherfucking mom that she the one, yeah, she the one. Every time I slide in it, slowly she pre-con. Miss Presidential, in our residential. Every time we rolling together, it's evidential. Like we in love, like God above. Whenever you in the bathroom, bubba bath in the tub. Miss Lovely, oh, can be. Love to fill you with roses, no dandies. I know the Hades be looking, it can't stand we. Float like a butterfly, sing like a bee.
Everything gon' be alright. I'll be right here by your side. If you let me hold you tight.
GQ Palace Radio.
I'll never let go. I'll never let go. Everything gon' be alright. I'll be right here by your side.
Friday night, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's about a baby.
Love is blind, can't explain what I'm feeling. I'm feeling mad nervous, but I'm chilling. Remember when I used to run you down high school? Thought I only wanted to get it and drive through. Wasn't my aura, wasn't my era. Only wanted you to ride it like Sierra. But you was wrong, overlooking a book by its cover. How when we make love, we never use a rubber. At least nowadays, no Nick Cage. When I hit it, you will feel that bang, Diamond Dallas Page. I'm an animal, like Hannibal. I'm a bullshit, no Chicago Bull. Love is paradise, yeah, stomach full. You can take a pull, always on time, know the fucking rules, I be on my E40.
Everything will be alright. I'll be right here by your side. If you let me hold you tight, I'll never let go. I'll never let go. Everything gon' be alright. I'll be right here by your side. If you let me hold you tight,
sick, that joint is that's that club banging slow champagne drinking, you know.
Yeah.
The words, for real. Now, how long did it take you to do that single?
Like write it or just shoot it and everything, like as a video? Or
you did the video for it already?
Yeah, there's a video. I got a video on YouTube for it.
Oh, so let everybody know about that.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, my YouTube page, /user/ It's Goodie, that's ItsGoodie. You put that, all the videos will pop up. Or you could go in the search bar, J Good, Never Let Go, featuring Jevy, J-E-V-Y-Y, and the video will pop up.
So, let me ask you, as you being an up-and-coming artist, I know it's hard to get into the music industry and everything, but are you looking for something major or something independent?
Very tough, but I'm looking for something independent. Nowadays, I feel like you don't really need the majors right now. I feel like if you got a good fan base and you got a good core fans that'll stick behind you and ride behind you and give you that much exposure, I think you can make it without doing the major thing. I mean, major's cool, but I'm really trying to duck the 360 stuff. I'm not really with that stuff. I'd rather go indie.
Okay, so you rather go independent. I know it's a lot of artists is saying that that's what they rather do.
Yeah, because it gets you get to be true to yourself and you get to be true to your brand, and you don't want to, you know, you're doing your thing and then you sign to a major and they got you out there looking crazy, doing some crazy stuff where it's like, that ain't even you. People be like, man, that's not even your style. That's not even your lingo. That's not even how you get down. So that's one of the main reasons why, you know, I don't really feel the major, because at the same time, they don't really have a vision to me where they'll let you do your thing. They feel like they want you to do what this person or that person is doing.
Now, let me ask you, because I see something here. What is your serious dedication and work ethics?
Oh, man. I don't even know if I can put this in words. I would just say don't sleep, stay focused, and as fast as the way how your heart always keeps on pumping and pumping, the same way how your work ethic should be pumping and pumping.
Now, also, what is your inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist?
To be heard and to let people know that, especially in the city that I'm coming from, if there's a will, there's a way, and to show them that, you know, even though it's very tough, it's very hard, but to let them know that, you know, Drake is not the only one that could rap in Toronto. There's a lot more people that could rap. There's a lot more people that need to be heard. There's a lot more talent that needs to be utilized down here, but it's going to take a minute, but I just want people to be inspired so when they see that, you know, where I'm coming from and how I did it, that they can do it too.
Now, in the music industry, where do you see yourself two, three years from now? Where do you see yourself as far as dealing with the music industry?
hopefully in my own lane. Like, hopefully I could be exposed to the point where I'd be like, you know, I'm on now. I want to be like where I could, people could be like, okay, yeah, I know him. I mess with him. Where I'm just doing show after show, interview after interview, press after press, where, you know, just getting, just bubbling. I just want to be in the loop. A lot of people will be like, you know, I want to be on top. I'm not even thinking about that right now because I'm not even in there yet. So I just want to be, you know, in the mix.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good. That's a good attitude. Now,
yeah, man.
If you had to compare yourself to somebody, who would you compare yourself to?
Like, rapping?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, people always, like, say, like, different things to me, so I don't really compare myself. I don't really, like,
okay.
I mean, it's tough, because people always say, like, different stuff to me, and I just laugh, so I don't really have a person where I'd be like, yeah, I think I'm similar to that person. I like the people
and
inside.
That's a very good answer, because, you know, I ask a lot of up-and-coming artists that question. Because, you know, I've been in the music thing over 20 years. And I feel like if you got to compare yourself to somebody, then you're not original.
Right. Right.
You know, so that's why I feel it's a tricky question, because I ask a lot of up-and-coming artists that question.
Yeah. Because I don't want to, I mean, I already have, like, the mind frame that, you know, I don't want to be like nobody else. Or I don't want to rap like nobody else or sound like nobody else. But no matter what, comparisons are always going to come, but I don't want to, like, copy nobody's flow. I want people here to be like, you know, that's how he raps. That's how he goes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you step into that booth?
a lot of things. Depending on how the beat sounds. Depending on what type of song I'm doing. Depending, like, if I'm doing, like, a love song, I'm thinking about, like, my girl or how, you know, I'm going to make other women, like this type of record. Like, when I was doing the Never Let Go song, I was thinking about, okay, I'm going to do this in a certain way where my girl can listen to this. Because if my girl can't hear it, then I guess I ain't going to really go far because she's a woman. So if I'm doing a song like that, it'd be the women. Trap Legend. I was just thinking about where I'm coming from, like my neighborhood, not getting caught up, different situations, activities. But the one thing that I always say to myself, though, is murder this beat, destroy this beat, traumatize this beat. That's the one thing that I always say, other than depending on which concept and the way I'm coming, I always got to come out with, like, a murder on the beat.
Now, have you done any shows or anything?
Yeah.
And if so, have you came across the fact of the stage fright? Where you throwing a dark show glass?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not even gonna lie.
Now I like to let people know, how did you get through that?
I did this show, this restaurant in my city, it's called Harlem, this restaurant. Like, they got real good soul food down there. And I had an older crowd, you know. I'm used to all type of crowds, but I had, like, a really, really, like, grown crowd. And I had a song called Streetlights from my second mixtape, Welcome to My World Part 2. And then, you know, they were just looking at me. And then I was like, all right, you know, I'm going to do this. But at the same time, they were just looking at me like, you know, they gave me that grown folks look. So I was just like, shit, maybe I should have picked a different song. And then when I started performing, I started forgetting the words. And I'm just standing there, and I told the DJ, bring it back, to play it off. Like, bring it back. So I pretty much froze like Eminem in 8 Mile. Like, I didn't have nothing to say, but at the same time, one dude's like, just kick a freestyle. Then I started freestyling on the beat, and I did my thing. But at the same time, I felt trash. I felt bad because, you know, I knew that I choked. I didn't choke, but I knew within myself that I choked because I didn't deliver the how I would normally want to deliver. So I definitely had that before.
Wow. Now, you got a lot of MCs that come across the fact of being writer's block. I don't know if you ever experienced writer's block.
Yeah, I have.
You know, because considering the fact, and the reason I asked you, because I see the gap in between, you know, 2009, you got 2010, 2011, now it's 2014. Yes. You have a lot of artists out here that's trying to make it, but they don't know exactly what writer's block is. So, no, I want you to explain to them that's being an artist. Go ahead.
Yeah, to me, writer's block is like, you know, when you're doing something, you're doing a song, and then you just blank out and you just forget everything. Like, you just don't know what to say, how to say it. Words are not coming to you. But the thing with writer's block is you got to take a break, even though it sounds bad because you want to get the song or whatever you're doing done. But you just got to take a little break, calm down, sleep on it, wake up, and then probably get back to it again. Like, that's the only writer's block that I get. You know, some people get, like, life writer's block where it's like they're rapping today and then they stop rapping tomorrow and then they want to rap 2 years now on the line. That ain't even writer's block.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some, you know, that's I quit. You gave up on yourself.
Exactly.
Right. But yeah, writer's block, it happens. I mean, it happens to me sometimes to this day. I'll be doing something, I'll be like, oh, I'm not getting this. Like, why am I not getting it? And then after, I'll be like, I got to take a break. But at the same time, it's like, I don't want to take a break. But sometimes you just got to take that little break, and then you'll be all right.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what a lot of people don't realize, and that's what make it bad. Now, I want to get into, you know, it is. That's what make it bad, because like I tell people, no, a lot of people don't know unless they look at my body. I don't been through a lot in the music industry. I've been in the music industry over 20 years. You know, I deal with the record label with Eric B and Rakim and them. This track with Rob Swinger, the, you know, Chubb Rock DJ, J. Michael's Babyface Cousin. You know, I had a real big shot with Jeff Rockers and Alicia Keys' manager.
Mm-hmm.
See, but that's why if you're doing the music industry, you got to be patient. Because he told me, he said, I'm going to get with you after I finish working with this girl. But he never told me who the girl was. And by, you know, being young and like, no, forget this. I don't wait so long. I ain't waiting for this dude. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know, kind of find out the girl was Alicia Keys. And then when I tried to get back in touch with her, it was too late. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So patience is a virtue.
Yeah, you're right. You know? It's right. For sure. And, I mean, you got a good resume.
I don't been through it all. And that's what a lot of artists start to realize. That's why my goal is to help up-and-coming artists do what we got to do, you know, help them as much as I can because I know the feeling. I've been through it. A person can't tell you nothing that they ain't been through it. I've been through this whole music industry thing where I know what people tell you. You know, they give you promises. Oh, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. And it never happened, you know?
Yeah. And, yeah, it just rub you the wrong way sometimes. It's like, forget this,
And you still got people that do it, you know?
Yeah, you do.
So that's why I try to tell artists, you know, I'm going to do what I can. You know, boom, make it, boom, make it happen. I ain't looking for nothing. I'm doing this because that's what's in my heart. You know what I'm saying?
You got your love. You got your passion for it.
Exactly. You know, that's what's in my heart.
I'll never forget, you know, my cousin lives in New York. He told me, like, before I start going crazy doing it, he looked at me like, yo, are you doing this for the love or are you doing this for the money? And I'm like, I love to do this, but I would love to do this for, you know, forever and get paid at the same time. But he's like, listen to me. Before you think about the money, you better do it for the love. Because when you do it for the love, you get further. Don't be thinking about no money, dog. Just do it within your heart and just keep going. And I always took that with me when he told me that.
And see, that's how it got to be. Because when you do it for the love, the money's going to come. You understand? That's why I tell our people, the money's going to come. But once you do it for the love, it's like, okay, when that money comes, you ain't going to be expecting
it.
So when it comes, it's like, the money's coming, but I'm still doing it for the love. And the more you do it for the love, the more money that's going to come to you.
Exactly.
You know?
And you're going to look back and be like, damn, this is how much I made. And I can get my mom out and move my mom here and get my mom a nice house and she could rest and stop worrying and pay off her debts and her bills and yada, yada, yada. Like, you know, make you want to smile to the point where you probably cry.
Exactly. Well, I want to get into one more of your singles, One True Love.
Okay.
Tell us about that.
Well, One True Love, I heard it. I was like, whoa. I pretty much flipped the whole thing. People hear it, they don't think, you know, talking about a girl, he's talking about somebody. Nope. Flip the whole thing. Pretty much talking about my one true love, my passion for music. So I flipped the whole sample and just started talking about, like, my music and where I'm trying to get with my music. So that's how I came about that. And I really wanted, to be honest, I really wanted respect from guys that are, like, lyrical and into hip-hop. Because when people see me and they hear me, they're like, yeah, he's hip-hop, but he's, like, today's hip-hop. Like, he's, like, a swagger type of guy. He's not, like, underground, lyrical, hip-hop. So I just wanted to prove my point with them that I could really, like, do that, too. I could get busy like that, too. I don't only have to talk about this or that and the third. Like, I could get lyrical and get witty with it, too. And when I did it, a lot of people that are, like, into the lyrics, shouted me out and tilted their head and gave me love off of that. So I felt really good about that. So I wanted to prove a point with that one.
So we're going to get into that right now. All right, Dons and Divas. My lines is flooded. If you want to speak to Jay Good, all you got to do is press that one. You're already on the line. So if you have any questions you want to ask him, whatever the case is, and let him know how his music sounds, just press the one button, and we put you right on the air. If you want your PCs, the number to call, 646-200-3838, and press one to go on the air. So we're going to get into one more of his joint, One True Love. This joint right here is fire, too. If you don't know, now you know. It's going down. Hard Body on GQ Palace Radio, Love Entertainment. It's butter, baby. Let's make it happen.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Good.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace.
Yes, the name is music. Without you in my life, I swear I'm gon' lose it. Rocking my head on the TTC just like I'm stupid. And this ain't no fairy tale, and this ain't no Cupid. Fell in love in 09, had to do my own grind. Really want to get shine, only a matter of time. Remain focused, lay notice, kid hot, they bogus. Ain't toasters, they roaches, we vultures. Get it in, no time to waste, little nigga, I'm in the top 10. Stayed on my grind, in the game I lost several friends. You thinking about the bike, little buddy, I want to drop bands. Came in the game, it really ain't about ends, more about revenue. Nigga, where you stepping to? On another level, dude, thinking that you better who? One true love, and she made me lose it. One true love, that feel good music, good. Grannies in them hard days, reminiscing high school, spitting in them hallways. Downtown Toronto, bruh, looking like Broadway. Forever going hard, bruh, never know off days. In your mind, in your system, different breed, different symptoms. Wasn't with them, now you paying, cause you wasn't down with them. Slept on them, crept on, never want to be left on them. Felt like the kitchen and the nigga went chef on them. Three mixtapes and I swear to God I'm still working. Felt like a newborn or a new version, a new person. And I'm still lurking, cause the competition coming in, but I'm Julius Irvin. I'ma sweep them, already know I'ma beat them. Never been a follower on Twitter, so I don't tweet them. One true love, and I ain't frontin'. One true love, step on the stage like it's nothing.
DC Palace Radio.
you is definitely fire. I'm going to keep it real with you because you got a versatility that I haven't heard anybody have yet in the music industry. And that's what's good, especially coming from Toronto. You know, your versatility is ridiculous. We have a call on the line for you. I want to bring them on real fast. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Jay.
What's up?
This is TB.
What's going on?
Nothing. I'm just calling in, you know, checking on you. I see everything is going good. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
You're enjoying yourself?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's good. So, Rich, you like his music?
What happened?
Oh, yes. And I told him, I'm crazy about it. His music is hot. If it wasn't, you know, I would definitely let him know because I'm not going to lead nobody on. You know, I can actually tell you a story. One guy, if he listening, he listening. If he's not, he's not. He's listening. But he told me he had some good music or whatever. And I listened to it. And I've been boxing back, you know, let me hear your music. And then the music that he sent me, it sounded like he was singing in the bathroom. I was like, I'm not playing on the air. That ain't the same music you sent me, man. And, you know, he got a little upset. I'm in the bathroom. Can't put that on here. So, you know.
Some people
like,
try.
Hey. Yeah, you know, exactly. Exactly. Well, you know, it is what it is with some people. But, you know, you got to learn. If you can't accept criticism, then you shouldn't be an artist. That's the way I see it.
You're right about that. You are so right about that because it would be a lot more than that come about.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely be a lot more than that. You know, I always teach the artists that, you know, my criticism is nothing compared to the criticism that the industry going to give to you. And they're going to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in every angle that you can imagine. So it's either for you to suck it up and, you know, work it out and strive with it, or, you know, or it's not fit for you. You might just go back to your regular life and, you know, just look regular, basically.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, any business that you're in, it's always going to be criticism, you know. So you got to learn how to suck it up, you know, be an adult about it and learn from it.
Yep.
You know, exactly. I get criticized every day.
It's true.
And I'm not an artist. You know, but, you know, I have to take it. Sometimes I listen to it because sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it don't.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, you're right. It do. You're right about that.
Yep.
You're definitely right about that.
But that makes you, you know, that makes you a better person.
Yep.
That's why a lot of people have to understand that. It definitely makes you a better person when you listen to the criticism because sometimes it could be a good point and sometimes it might not be a good point, but, you know, you take it in stride.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, let me ask you, how did you and Jay Good meet up?
Well, on Facebook. We've been talking for a while on Facebook. You know, my friend Michelle Lee, she introduced me to him through Facebook. And, you know, he sent me some of his tracks and stuff like that, and I like it. And I heard him on Harlem Lanes Radio a lot. You know, and I was like, okay, this guy he really got what it takes. I like it. You know, it's a different, a little different sound and stuff, and I like that. It's a nice move. You know, it's not so much profanity in there or anything, and he got a message.
Exactly. And
you
that's the thing.
A lot of
these artists
have
message.
To understand that you have to have a message to get to your fans and make them understand what your angle is. And that's what Jay Goody got. He definitely has a message.
And he sends a message out of each song. It's a different message. That's why
I
consider him like a versatile person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, he is.
But you have a lot of artists that just talk about one thing. But what they do is they change it around, but they're saying the same thing, but in a different concept. It's the same. He's just saying the same thing they said before.
Yeah.
You understand? It's just like the Eminem 8 Mile. How he told him you're saying the same thing that he said. You know?
Mm.
And that's what a lot of artists do. And they just don't realize it because I guess they feel like they try so hard or whatever case. I don't know. Maybe I'm making excuses. But that's just how the industry is.
That's true, though.
Yeah.
That's true. They look for a certain niche, you know? And that's what catches their attention. You know, it could be a look. It could be your sound, you know, or it could be your outfit. Or I don't know. You know, it could be something that catches them, especially with your music, you know, that makes them want to put it on their spins or either try to cut a deal with you or ask a certain question, which angle you trying to go at.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So it's up to them to you know, make that accurate decision in their life. If this is what they really want to do.
I want you to just hold on. We have another call. I want to bring them on. All right.
Okay.
All right. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Well, I've been listening. I'm definitely a new fan. I have a couple questions for you.
All right.
The first question would be, do you consider yourself an MC, or would you say you're more a rapper, just an artist, a lyricist? What would you say?
Okay.
What category do you fit in?
I think definitely the MC, because I definitely know how to move the crowd, get them involved. I would say a little bit of everything, though.
Okay.
I'm like the guy that when you make food, you have, like, hot peppers, you have, like, little different type of sauces inside of the pot, and then you stir it all up and then make it a sandwich.
Oh, damn, that's slick right there. I didn't hear that one before.
That's the sound.
Okay, that was a good answer too. Okay, the next question I would have for you is, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Okay, I just informed Jay Good call drop, so he should be back with us in a minute. But we do have Pamela on the line. Pamela, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, okay. Jay call drop. His call drop. I guess he'll be calling back in a minute. You know, I guess he'll be calling back in a minute. But to the caller, we have, are you Jay's manager, Pamela?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, we actually have his manager on the line.
Okay, well, she can answer the question. So, like, for her artist, where do you see your artist in 5 years?
I see him less than 5 years on the top of the rock.
Okay.
Is that in the overall music industry? Is that for the up-and-coming artists? Like, I mean, on top of the rock could be anywhere, but I'm just saying, like, where do you see him? Like, do you see him being signed to, like, a major record label company? Or
no.
We're trying to stay independent.
Right, I'm giving him what he wants.
5 years. But the question is in 5 years. So in 5 years, do you see him, like, besides on the top of the rock, but, like, here's on top of the rock in your eyes? Where is that?
I'm seeing the record sales
over
the board worldwide. Doing tours all over the world. His brand is going to be branded all over the world. And the list goes on.
Well, that helps me besides on top of the rock. I mean,
rock
could be anywhere. You know?
I should explain myself a little bit better than that, though. But definitely, that's what I mean by being on top of the rock. You know, him, himself with his name having maybe a jewelry line or a sneaker line or, you know, he just being endorsements all over the place. And with his music being played all over the place. I mean, wherever somebody, like, if it's going to be on the soundtrack of a movie, I could see it being there. You understand what I'm saying?
Now, has he opened up for any artists that's already out?
Not no real mainstream artists, but we're working on that right now.
Okay.
That's not a problem because I got a list of them.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Okay, and where can we find his music?
Oh, you can find him on YouTube, SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all over the place. I'm getting ready to open up his own website where all his music videos is going to be at.
Okay.
Okay.
I think he called back in.
Yeah, Jay? I'm back
okay.
in. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
My phone,
well,
my phone card died on me.
No.
Yeah, man.
Okay. I don't know if you heard the Couple question the call I asked, but I don't know if you want to ask any questions.
Your manager gave me like her answer, but where do you see yourself in 5 years?
5 years? Woo! Hopefully at the Grammys. Chilling with Pam and Michelle Lee and my mom. You know, of course. Shouting out GQ.
Okay. All right. Well, your manager said where we can get your information, your music from, and
yes.
I just wish you much success. And hopefully,
Thank
you'll
you.
Be coming to New York. So.
Very soon.
New York.
Yeah, I'm trying. I got family there too, so I ain't got no excuse.
Okay.
Well, could I ask you who are you? And what's your name, ma'am?
My name is Kim.
Okay.
My name is
Kim. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm gonna try and find him on Facebook, and I look forward to buying some music, and I look forward to seeing you when you come to New York.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. It's going to be very soon, too. Very soon.
All right. Take care.
Okay, you too. Have a great evening.
Right.
Hello, Jay?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. You must have didn't hear me. Okay. I don't know if my phone was on me, but I was chatting with you. I ain't going to lie to you because I ain't a liar. But
yeah.
Give everybody your information. Let them know where they could get your music, how they could hear your music, where you performing at. Let them know your Twitter. Let them know everything. My lines is on fire right now. Let them know everything.
I'm trying to... I'm probably going to be performing... in a couple of club venues in my city in May and months to come. Still trying to set it up, trying to get some of the big clubs to perform. Definitely trying to go to New York real soon, like Pam said, to do some stuff up there. As far as my links, my Twitter is Goodie, G-O-O-D-I-E, but there's underscores in it. So G_O_O_D_I_E. That'll be Goody. My Facebook, Jay Good, Goody. Put my name in the search, it'll pop up. My YouTube page, it's Goody. Or you could put Jermaine Good. Everything will pop up. Reverb Nation. Pam says she's working on it. We're going to get that clicking. My website, working on it. I think that's everything. Yeah. That's pretty much, yeah, I'm on iTunes, too.
You want to give out? I know you got a party coming up on the 24th as well, right?
Say it again?
Is it a party you got coming up, or somebody got a party coming up May 24th? At 2 shows?
May 24th, that's DJ Latif from Harlem Lanes Radio. I will be attending there and stuff, so, you know, he is my DJ. We're all going to be partying with him. And I will be at the event April 27th. That's next week.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to party up with y'all. You know, going to see Zayn perform and everything. And I love Zayn, too. Some shows coming up. Yeah, I have a couple of shows that is coming up for the other artists I do promote. and that is under my label. So, yeah, we got a lot of things you may go happening. I'm working on some stuff for the summer, and I'm going to try to get Jay Goody down here for that. It's going to be something big that's going to really put us out there and stuff. So, you know, I'm always on the move. For the artists, of course. Of course, for the artists.
Of course, of course, of course. Well, you know, Pamela, I want to thank you. Like I said, you're welcome anytime. Jay Good, it was definitely an honor having you on. Ain't no question about it. We're definitely going to rotate your joints because, you know, we got 8 different episodes, 11 different hosts. We're definitely going to be rotating your show. Ain't no question about it. Put you in the magazine. We're also going to put your track on the CD. I got to tell you, though, that Never Let Go is something serious.
Isn't that some serious stuff?
Never Let Go is something serious.
That is some serious. I know when the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
That That's really, true. Like, caught my eye. My eye and my ears.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Whoa. It was definitely a different sound from compared to the stuff I've been hearing in the past 2 or 3 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's very tasteful, very tasteful.
Yeah,
it
definitely is. And
you definitely got it going on.
If you got any more exclusive tracks, you want to send them in, send them in. Any artists you want to interview, it's never a problem.
Thank
Jay.
You.
Yep.
We definitely going to make it happen.
Yeah, we
definitely. Most definitely.
Ain't no question about it.
Most
We're looking
definitely.
For making me be on the show. Well, thank you for making me do my thing, do my set. Thank you, Pam. Shout out to Michelle Lee. Shout out to everybody. I've been following me since day one. And I really appreciate it again, GPZ, for real.
No doubt.
Hey,
no
Rich,
doubt.
We'll see you at the top.
Oh, no doubt, for sure.
Climbing the ladder right now. We'll be there.
Yep, that's right. We're climbing up the ladder right now.
For sure. Ain't no question about it. All right. Pamela
okay,
Friday, Jay Good. All right. Jay
All right,
Good.
Then.
Swag Champ, Dons and Divas. All right, y'all. Coming up next, we got my man, Bob Bass. I was just informed he should be calling in the next 10 minutes. But what we're going to do, because I was asked to play a track by my man, well, you know, I didn't know him personally, but the host, Scribby, Timothy Hunter, is his brother, you know, from the legendary group Atlantic Star. You know, he got murdered, which is a sad occasion, you know, and it's real bad. But we're going to play a track for him as well after these brief commercials, and then we're going to come back, and we should have my man Rob Bass in the building doing what he do, all right? And if you have any questions for Rob Bass, feel free to ask. This is Rich Money, GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
And we'll be right back after these brief commercials.
You're beautiful, yes.
Don't forget, it's going down April 27th, 2014. Nonstop Media Superstar Sunday at Club Allure, 3302 Queens Boulevard. Special guest judges, Coco Chanel, Jazzy Joyce, Cuban Link, our very own featured host for the feature acts, Rich Money, our showcase host, Steph Lover, is going to be crazy. $1,000 in hard cold cash. Also get your chance to be put in a magazine, GQ Palace Magazine, and on the air, GQ Palace Radio with your host, Rich Money. It's going down. You don't want to miss this. It's butter, baby.
GQ Palace. GQ Palace. GQ Palace.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
GQ Palace Radio, taking the world by storm. We on over 15 different websites. 65,000 listeners are still rising within 2 years. 8 different episodes, 11 different hosts. On Mondays from 8 to 9 p.m., we have UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, where we playing nothing but the hottest pioneers and unsigned artist material never heard before. Then right after UAR from 9 to 11, we have Love, Life, and Loyalty with Ms. Deanne Lane. Then on Tuesday, we coming at y'all with the mayor, GPS, GQ Palace Sports, from 8 to 10 p.m. as he bring you the bigger picture, doing it how he say it, hard body karate. Then on Wednesdays, we hitting y'all with Love Fantasy, with three of the hottest females on radio right now, Angie, Rachel, and T, the Diva Squad, from 7 to 9 p.m. as they discuss their grown and sexy topics and play nothing but the hottest old and new slow jams and R&B. Then on Thursdays, they're back, KL and Tiffany Belvin, Reality and Relationships, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. as they bring you that truth to the matter feedback on relationship and let you know what's going on in the world of the news today. Then we hitting y'all on Friday with Love and Entertainment with Rich Money from 6 to 9 p.m. as you get random guests for the GQ General Question, interview up-and-coming artists, and special guest appearance by some of the biggest names in the industry. That's 6 to 9 p.m. Love and Entertainment with Rich Money. Then on Sunday, you have to bless the Lord. We have Miss Lavina Polite coming at you with some of the most powerful evangelists, ministers, pastors, and elders, sending out prayers, quoting scriptures of the Bible, playing gospel music. Feel free to call in and give your testimony as well. And last but not least, from 9 to 10, we have GQ Palace Radio Crossroad Temple for Brother Timmy Scribby Hunter as he interviewed the best gospel and hip-hop gospel music. All shows, one number, one link, toll-free, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air, or you can stay on the line to hear the show. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/GQ Palace Radio. That's GEEQUE Palace Radio. Also, you can like us on the magazine, Facebook, www.facebook.com/GQ Palace Magazine. Like our website at www.GEEQUE002.wix.com/GQ Palace Magazine. Remember, that's GEEQUE002.wix.com/GQ Palace. Radio, we doing big things. We taking it to the next level. GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment.
GQ Palace. GQ Palace. GQ Palace.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
Radio.
You took the bitch from us, you bastards.
Yeah,
that's the window, baby.
It's me.
No one better, baby. Yeah. And now we lay him down in the best of caskets.
Ooh.
Cause that's window, baby.
It's me.
No one better, baby. Yeah.
You be the homie. Scribby right here. Let's follow him. Scribby. Who was there? Who saw something? It's gotta be in your blood to do nothing. I understand fear's a hell of a man, cause I've been there but I never ran. Cause yeah,
never will.
I'm from the hill, homie, they call it hard. Never ran, never will, so don't start.
Come on.
Now they told me if you leave with them, better come back with them or don't come back. And that's life, fear's not blood. Fam is everything, fam was everything to us, to let them bullets sing. You supposed to back them up, get up off my man. And that old spirit too, lend a helping hand. Y'all know better, your race better, y'all. Take care of your own and never let them fall. To an out of town nigga that don't care. Yeah, next time it could be you. Next, next, next.
Took the life of a great. I close my eyes, you in the cypher when I meditate. Wizzy OP life, we celebrate. tattooed tears on the track since they took you. This is what I do to bring you back. Every time we say your name, you gon' come alive. Reppin' for the have-nots, you're still tryna strive. The heart of Hartley, the Weber Webster, A-Broad Brawler, Linkin Park Scrapper, and arguably, now Rue's best rapper. Now I'm lying, Key to Speed was an MC. Mr. Wizard and his wand was an MIC. For my brethren, I'ma pour out some Hennessy. Everybody put your camouflage on. I'm strippin', still can't believe my G's gone.
Whoever killed him is a slimy ass lizard. Your best hands in the state didn't deserve that thing. He had to call. What the fuck they do that for? I guess now up there he's on tour. You know he is. Who was there when my man Wiz fell? I'm asking Urshel, leave me a message anonymous. I promise, justice will be swift and fast. Maybe that way this pain won't last. My tears stain the pages I can't even read. His name was Key to Speed, not a random act. I got the news on the jack and I lost it. Peace, I forced it. Forgiveness not an option, great man.
There when them niggas kill Wiz in the stairs in the hood. If you scared, it's all good. Where the fam key to need a nigga seated? Too busy getting weeded while they did son dirty. Supposed to be safe at home, no worries, yo. Too much division, blurred nigga's vision. Word should absurd when you choose not to listen to the screams of a man you claim you got love for. 911 if you scared to do much more. Bust yours, niggas say they on some deep shit. I learned early how to watch who I be with. Yo, my homie was wicked whenever he spit. Nights on the football field since we was kids. The hood is in fear, this place ain't the same. The OG showed me we should be ashamed. Yo, fear's real, but something about this is strange. OG.
Homie, that was the worst. My last image is putting them in the hearse. I feel the pain that rips my heart apart. I remember when we used to walk on politics about getting big. My favorite song was Zig Zag Zig. You didn't know he was the rising hope. He had a fade like a sea soap, 10 times dope. Who was there, homie, who saw something? You a sweet nigga, stop fronting. The shoulda, woulda, coulda's got you all fucked up. If it wasn't for the family, how you touched up, y'all did nothing.
You took the bitch from us, you bastards. Yeah, that's the wizard, baby. No one better, baby. Yeah, and now we lay him down in the best of caskets. Cause that's wizard, baby. No one better, baby. Yeah.
All right, Dons and Divas. That was a joint for my man Wizzo. By Squibby from the legendary group Atlantic Star. What we doing right now, I just got information for our base. We'll be calling in 1 minute. But we're going to speak to Squibby real fast. This will take up a little time. So in the next 2 to 3 minutes, Rob Base should be calling in. But I want Squibby on the line so he can let me know who was on that joint. Because I think he dealing with Sadat X and, you know, Brand from Brand Nubians and all of them. Squibby, are you there?
Yeah, what's good, fam? What's good?
What's going on, Skip? I want to thank you for coming on the official track. You know, my line is flooded. Let the people know exactly who was actually on that single for Wizzo, and, you know, let them know the situation, you know?
Okay, well, first of all, you know what I mean? That was for my brother right there, Key to Speed, who was murdered January 10th in Hartley Housing, you know what I mean, by some outsiders. So, you know, we came together as one, as a community, and did one song for him, which turned into a whole project. You know, on that particular song right there was called Who Was There. That was Scribby Me, you know, Hard Take Pawn, You know what I mean? That was the Dot X from the Brand Nubians. That was Kasim Allah and my man Bullet Baines, a.k.a. Richard Collins. You know what I mean? And we all came together on that first single. But, you know, we're getting good feedback right now off of SoundCloud.com. Just type in Hartley Housing Music. Type in Scribby, Sadat X, Bullet. Type in any of those names. You can hear this song again. We're getting real good feedback right now. And I just want to thank GQ Palace, you, Rich Money. You know what I mean? Everybody for just looking out for me and covering me in my rough times and even playing the music that I do. You heard? And I appreciate y'all, man, for real.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. And also, Scribb, while you got them on the line, let them know about your episode you got going on. Because I was just informed just now that Rob is going to be calling.
Okay, well, what we doing is, you know, we working on the Hartley Project, which is my project coming out with this hashtag Wizzo thing. We just dropped it today. We're doing a video next week. So everybody in 914 in the area can hear my voice. Come to New Rochelle, New York on Saturday. We're going to be getting it in, doing the video for Who Was There. It's a great thing. You'll know what I do on Sundays from 9 to 10. Check me out on the Crossroad Gospel Temple Show. It's Brother Timothy. I love life. God is good. We love y'all. Stick with us, man. Hartley Housing right here.
No doubt. We definitely going to make it happen. Yo, Scribb, I want to thank you. You know, we definitely going to rotate that single for Wizzo. Ain't no question about it. You know, and it's bad, you know, for the situation that I had to come through that. Hopefully, you know, we'll get the cash that did it. You know, they'll catch him and everything. You know, yeah. It's bad that a brother with so much talent had to be taken out in such a bad way, you know?
Yeah, man. God is good, though, because in his, you know, when they say one dies, something multiplies. You know, his death brought a lot of people out of the dust pack with their music and their talents. Like, everybody came through and did their thing, man. So, once again, I just want to thank Sadat X from the Brand Nubians, my little brother Kasim Allah, my little homie, the God Body Jake Vaughn, and also my beloved Richard Carlos, a.k.a. Bullet Baines, the Four-Eyed Assassin. I love y'all. 914 Hartley.
No doubt. And you know, it's good. You know how we do. It's all family. You know what I mean?
All family, man. You know, and tell the people, man, live good, eat good. You know what I mean? Sleep good. Go to Jolo's Kitchen on North Avenue in New Rochelle, too. You know, that good vegetarian food. Fill your body. Fill your mind. Word up. That's what we
doubt.
Man. We living good. We eating good, God.
No doubt. For sure. For sure.
All right, man. And you take care of yourself, too, big brother. We worry about you, too, man. We pray for you. And I want to send my condolences to you and your wife. You know, I heard y'all had a loss. And, you know, all praise to y'all, man. The blessings went. So I hope they fall down all around you.
Thanks a lot, kid. I definitely
word
appreciate
up.
It.
King.
All right.
So, yo, you know,
that was
holler, man. You know what I mean? If something don't go right, just feel free to throw on a Scribby track or something. You know, represent us, man. Hartley, we here, cuz.
No doubt. Ain't no question about it. Ain't no question about it. All right, that's Scribby, Dons, and Divas. For y'all that don't know that, he's doing big things. You can catch him on Sundays on from 9 to 10 p.m. You know, he was with the legendary group, Atlantic Star. He's now a host of GQ Palace Radio Crossroad Temple on Sunday. All right, now, we waiting for my man, Rob Bass. And for y'all who don't know, but I'm pretty sure everybody know who Rob Bass is, we're going to get into it, and we're going to let him know what's going on. So coming up next, we got my man, Rob Bass, here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structures, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently
currently with elements of hip-hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace.
Keep it locked, keep it locked, and locked, and locked. Down. I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock the microphone because I get stupid. I mean outrageous. Stay away from me if you're contagious, because I'm the winner. No, not a loser. To be an MC is what I choose. The ladies love me. Girls adore me. I mean, even the ones who never saw me like the way that I rhyme at a show. The reason why, man, I don't know. So let's go,
cause...
up. A lot of rappers think that I can't tear it up. Well, I'ma show 'em and ignore 'em. And when they think I ain't looking, I floor 'em. I mean, take 'em out. I keep grooving. A slick bass line keeps the beat moving. They can't take it. They just fake it. They wonder how the raw bass naked. I get it.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to the palace. And with me right now, I have MC Rob Bass and also DJ Kevsky. Excuse my point. Rob Bass, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Rob, I want to thank you for joining. That's not a little frog in my throat. I don't know what happened there for a minute. But, y'all, I definitely want to thank you for joining us this evening. I know you also got Kevsky on the line with you, right?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just listening. Right, I'm spectating.
All right, Kevin, my right-hand man, I'm going to keep it real with you. Kevin's from WBLS. You know, Saturday's 9 to 11, but Kev, you know, I'll keep it real. It ain't about you right now. Sorry, bro. But, you know, Rob, I really want to thank you for joining us this evening. My lines is flooded real talk. You know, I really want to thank you. It's an honor having you on. You know, I'm pretty sure a lot of listeners want to know, how did you come up with the name Rob Bass?
Well, back in the days, you know, a lot of rappers used to say, like, things like, put the bass in your face, the highs in your eyes, or stuff like that. So I just took the bass part and I said, yo, I want to do something different. I didn't want to have, like, a regular MC name, like MC Rob or MC Rob B or G or something like that. So I just wanted to do something different that it would stand out, you know?
Okay. Now, you're one of the biggest. You definitely one of the biggest pioneers in the music industry. You're still doing it. What gives you that drive to make you still go out there and perform with them? Because you got a lot of them. I'm going to keep it real. One thing I don't do is bite my tongue. You got a lot of pioneers that's out there that shouldn't be out there. I'm going to keep it real. One thing I don't do is bite my tongue. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they know that what they should do is help up-and-coming artists. But you, on the other hand, you definitely taking it to another level as being one of the biggest pioneers that's definitely doing their thing. What actually give you that drive to keep moving and keep doing what you do?
Well, definitely, you know, from back in the day, you know, I love, you know, hitting the stage. I love hip-hop. So it's just like, it's in me. You know, it's like my life. It's, you know, everything about hip-hop is what I do, it's how I live, it's everything. So it's easy for me to, you know, get out there and grace the stage every time. Because once I touch that mic, it comes naturally. So it's not forced. So, you know, that's why I have so much love for it. You know, it's easy to do.
I definitely feel you. Now, what was your first impression when you came out with It Takes Two? As big as that song is, did you even expect that song and, like, Joy and Pain to be as big as it is now? What was, like, running through your mind at the time when you first did it? Did you actually think it would become such a classic?
Well, when we first did it, I thought it would be a nice little record for the tri-state area. I didn't think it would cross over and be as large as it was. So, just, you know, it was like a shock to me. It was really a shock that it reached so many different nationalities and things, you know?
Now, what makes Rob Bass different from everybody else?
Well, I've definitely got my own style. I'm a party rapper, but, you know, I do it my way. You know, it's a little different from how a lot of other people do it, but I just do it my way, and it's hard to explain, you know?
Plus, he's the man that knows about things.
Okay.
That makes you get weary.
Now, Rob, let me ask you. Nowadays, you got these rappers out here that's doing music. They not sending no messages. To me, I've been in the music industry for over 20 years. Now, I dealt with the music, the cabarets and all everything. I've been through it and everything, but they're not sending no messages, and they getting all these millions of dollars. Do you feel like you was like cheated back then compared to what y'all was sending out messages back then and really wasn't getting what these artists is getting now?
Yeah, it's a lot different now, you know. It's more political now. So it's like everybody out there right now chasing that money. You know, they're chasing that money. When we was doing it, there really wasn't a lot of money in it, in the business. So we was doing it for the love.
There was no money, actually.
Yep, no money. It was times we was doing parties for free. So we did it for the love. Now, nowadays, they doing it strictly for the money. So that's what it is.
Yeah, so now, DJ Easy Rock, how did you manage to get in a mix with DJ Easy Rock to have him do the track? Did he do all your tracks for that specific album, EP? And it's
we produced it together, me, him, and a guy named William Hamilton. So we produced the track together. As far as the album, me, William Hamilton, and Easy Rock did that first album. Well, I think Teddy did one track. Teddy Riley did one track on it. Somebody else, but me, Easy Rock, and William Hamilton produced the whole album.
Now, Rob, let me ask you, what advice can you give an up-and-coming artist to help them succeed to where you at and as big as you become?
Definitely stay focused, you know, see what's going on, but don't try to follow the trend. You know, you got to be a little different. So try, you know, have your own style. And don't let nobody tell you that you can't do it. You know, you just got to stay focused, believe in yourself, and you'll be okay, you know?
I definitely feel that. But what I want to do, because my line is flooded, Rob, I don't want you to move. I want to get into one of your songs, Have a Good Time. I know that's up your RP. Tell us a little bit. Let my listeners know, because you got this new generation that's also on the line and everything. Let them know how you know, what's the concept to Have a Good Time.
Well, definitely, it was just a party record, you know, to get out there, have a good time, enjoy yourself, you know. Get about, you know, no fighting. You know how you do it, Chaz? How we say back in the day, no fighting. Everybody come out there and teach.
Yep, no drama. It's an old school beat that everybody knows. I think that's the Freedom track, right?
Yeah.
Yep, that's the Freedom track. Everybody know that track. It's from the Schoolyards, you know. Original old school beat. Everybody know it. You can't help but to have fun with that song.
All right, so we're going to get in that right now. My lines is flooded. Y'all got any questions for Rob Bass, just press 1, because you already tuned in to get on the air. Also, that's DJ Cap Ski with him from WBLS. They doing big things. My man Rob is in the building, Hard Body. I want to thank them for joining us. But we're going to get into this joint, because I know I got a lot of people on the line. I got this new generation on the line. And this right here is fire from back then to now. This is Rob Bass. Have a good time here on GQ Palace Radio. Love and entertainment. It's brother, baby.
I want everybody to clap their hands a little something like this. You know what I'm saying? Because it's about that time we get a little funky. Now with the help of my man DJ Easy Rock, and I'm Rob Bass, and we're getting ready to kick it off a little bit something like this.
GQ Palace Radio.
Behind the rope, but I didn't care because I was too dope. They want face to down me, say I ain't, but that's all fine, cause now I'm getting mine. In 89, drinking wine, maxing with the girl with the knife behind. I used to rap with a guy named Ace, and on his side was me, Ace. Easy Rock in the back on the wheels, hurt my manager, getting ill, sticking up kids on the block. He met this one girl, then he stopped. Mike and Dave was my managers then. Let's have fun and just comprehend.
Hey, hey,
come on, get your hands together. I want to see everybody out there partying. You know what I'm saying? berserk and it won't hurt. Molly Marl in control with a lot of soul.
Friday night, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Devin and Tim, and GQ Pals Radio. It's about to be.
Jeff Fox, the man who rocks the box. Chuck Tiller on the wheels who getting ill. DNA is the man who gives your plays. Awesome 2 is the one who rocks for you. It's true coming from the Raw Bass crew. These are the guys that rock for you. To have a good time is on my mind. Get out to see cause it's party time.
Hi, this is Deja Vu and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio. Love with Rich London.
4 seconds left, better score. Got the ball in my court and I'm quite sure I won't miss this, you won't forget this. You know I won't lose cause I'ma hit this. I got the drummer playing, I got the rhymes rhyming. That's the way I keep it on timing. Jump and scream and shout and yell and pray and say, if it's a party, say hey.
GQ Palace Radio.
I want to let people know also, Rob, you there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I want to also let them know you're also involved in the play, Unequally Yoked. Excuse me. Unequally Yoked, right?
Yeah, Unequally Yoked. We're doing it again. The first one was a success, but now we're taking it to a bigger stage. We're taking it to York College Performing Arts Center. It's going to be real good. May 17th. May 17th.
May 17th. I'm going to definitely keep them informed about that. Now, what actually made you get involved with the film writing, the play situation?
Well, I always wanted to venture out and do different things. You know, I just really didn't have the time. But, you know, now I have a little time. Well, not a lot of time, but I had met somebody that was doing plays, you know, and she needed a little help. So, you know, I stepped in. I said, let me try this because, you know, it's something different. I always wanted to venture out and do different things. So, right now we got the play, and we also gonna write. We gonna be working on a hip hop play also. Getting ready to get that together, the hip hop play. And we also with my boy Kevin E, we gonna start promoting shows. So we just, I'm all over the place right now.
Now,
bro, getting all.
Now I wanna get down. Yeah, all right, Kev. You know I know. Now, how did y'all actually meet up, if you don't mind me asking, how did you meet this guy, Kev, Rob? And then from the other part of it, what made you decide to get into, like, the place? You know, a lot of MCs, they get into the acting. You know, do you see yourself actually being involved in the play as, you know, as one of the characters in the play?
Well, I spoke about it with Lynette Blackwell about it, and they want me to play one of the parts. But right now, you know, my schedule won't allow it, you know, because I've been on the road, you know, I'm on the road doing a lot of stuff, but in the near future, yeah, definitely, I'm thinking about playing one of the characters.
Mm-hmm. You know what I want to do real fast? I want to get these callers on the line because they're calling in, so I want to have some callers I want to speak to you, all right, Rob?
All right.
All right, hang on, first caller. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening. You on the air? You have Rob Bass on the line. DJ KSP on the line.
Hi, guys. Good evening. My question is, first of all, let me comment. Keep up the good work and continue success. I've been a longtime fan. And my question is, Rob Bass, will you be performing anytime, and will it be in the New York area?
Well, actually, I don't know the exact location, but I think what we have next week, we got Blender and Gunny coming up next week. And we also have
a show coming up in Wantagh, New York on April 26th.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
That's in Long Island.
That's in Long Island? Wonderful. Okay, cool, because that's where I am located. All right. I am definitely a big fan, have been, and will continue to be. And again, as I say, continued success. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a nice evening.
All right. Hello, caller phone. We have another caller for you, Rob. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
What's up, Rob? What's up, Rich? How you doing, brother?
All right. What's going on? You have Rob Bates on the line? Hello?
Nope.
Yeah, you have Rob Bates on the line.
What's up, Rob? How you doing, brother?
How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm from the South Bronx, man, and I remember back in the day with Grandmaster Flash and all you guys in the 23 Park, the Autobahn, Disco Fever, man. And, right. And it's funny that you said that you used to rap for the love, because I know you guys didn't get paid, and, you know, you guys didn't get what you deserve, but these guys are making money, and they don't deserve nothing. I mean, it's all garbage, and all you guys rapped about was love and young ladies. Now it's just a bunch of garbage on there, so keep up the good work, man. No?
Thank you.
Yeah, old school rules, brother. 23 Park, you know, I remember when they used to put the power in the light poles and stuff back in the old days when it really started.
Oh, wow. He took it all the way back.
Light poles. That's crazy.
He put with the
man. Oh. I remember that going to Park in 20, you know, the battles and stuff with the Cold Crush Brothers and Cool Herc. And I was back in the 70s, man. I was there when it really was born, man. So keep up the good work, man, and bring back old school, man. Old school rules, brother.
All right. Thank you.
God bless.
All right, we have another caller for you, Rob. And speaking of that damn rope, they would never let me through that damn rope. You had to be somebody big to get through that rope.
Stay behind the ropes.
You had to know somebody.
Yeah, that was not me. That was Cap Ski kicking people from behind the rope.
Yeah, I think that was you, Cap. I remember seeing the park. So I think that probably was you. We have another caller. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes. Hi.
You want to air? You have Rob Bates on the line.
Hi, Rob Bates. This is Inge from the Diva Squad at GQ Palace. What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. You know what? It's like a breath of fresh air hearing old school artists on the radio. You know what I'm saying? And just because I'm just so old school to the bone, so... Like, that's all I play, you know what I mean? It's just crazy, and I just wanted to, I didn't hear all the interview, and I wanted to know if you had something new coming out.
Well, right now, like, we're not working on any music right now, because right now we're working on the new play, Unequally Yoked, so I'm really concentrating on the play right now, and I've been on the road a lot, so we got a lot of shows coming up, so I didn't really start recording anything yet. But in the future, I probably will.
But I'm trying to catch one of them shows because, you know, like I said, I'm open to the ball. And like I was explaining to my daughter, I'm like, you hear songs now, you might get 30-second clip of a song used to be 8 minutes. We party all night on maybe four songs because the song used to be mad long, but we really rock house parties and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's just, now the new generation is totally different in the rap game than it was when we was coming up back in 80s, 90s. You know what I'm saying?
When we was coming up, you could put the record on and go to the store and come back home and it'd still be on.
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Like, really? I'm telling you.
I still play records like that.
I know that's right. Listen, I definitely get my money's worth out of a record. Old or new. But. You know, it's just, again, it's like a breath of fresh air hearing the old school artists on here. That's why I big up to Rich Money, because Rich Money definitely keeps that flow going when it comes to the old school. You know, no disrespect to the new school. Y'all do what y'all do, but my preference is the old school. So.
And.
Yes.
And. This is Kev Key. Listen, if you want to check out Rob Bates, on May 17th in Jamaica, Queens at York College, Robert's producing a play. It's like a gospel play. It's got hip-hop
okay.
in it. It's got comedy in it. It's called Unequally Yoked.
Okay, and this is May 17th, right?
Yeah. May 17th. It's a Saturday. You know you ain't got nothing to do. It's a Saturday.
Listen, I beg to differ. I'm a busy woman. Listen, I ain't going to say I ain't got nothing to do. But I am going to try to make it. I like good please.
Rob will be there. We'll all be there. It'll be some surprise old school
okay.
stars in there.
That's what's up.
You never know what's going to find in there. It's a real good play.
Okay. All right. But listen, right. my thing to y'all is catch the Diva Squad on Wednesday nights on GQ Palace Radio. Same number. Wednesday
okay.
nights
okay.
7 to 9. From 7 to 9, the Diva Squad is on GQ Palace Radio. So y'all try to catch it. And it'd be nice if
we'll
we could get a nice
you
little drop.
You catch
a little
us.
Drop, too.
We'll catch you if you catch us.
Shout out to my Diva Squad.
Diva Squad.
Listen, no fool, no fun. Good Friday, and I ain't claiming that left. It's okay. Big up to you, though, Rob.
Thank you.
Okay.
We have another caller for you, Rob. We're going to bring them on, Lolo. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, everyone.
All right. You're on the air with Rob.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a question with a question. are you married? And if so, does it affect your family life, you know, with everything busy as you are?
Well, it doesn't affect my family life. And, you know, I was married. I'm not married now. But it doesn't affect my family life because, you know, usually I'm home during the weekdays and I'm on the road on the weekends.
Okay.
But also, my kids is grown, so I'm good.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah, well, that's what I want to know, you know, because listening, you have a very busy schedule.
Yeah, I do.
Very busy, you know, but I see you take time out when need be, when it comes to family, so.
Yep, definitely.
Keep up the good work and keep the good music coming, and I'm definitely looking forward to the plays as well.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
Thanks.
All right. We have another caller for you, Rob. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there?
Hi, good evening.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
I was listening to some of the comments, you know, and just a few of them, and I was like, you know, you talk about the old school and everything, and I'm going to truly tell you, I wasn't, just going to show my age, I'm not a 70s baby and a 38, but I lived through you through my older brothers. They lived by you. So when it's like, you know, when you got your head, when you little, when you got some older brothers that playing your music, you know, that's how I lived through you. No, I wasn't around with the stuff that God was talking about back in the old days, old school and stuff like that. I mean, I've been there, but I lived through it through seeing my brothers, you know, they talking about, you know, and I wasn't even in Jersey at the time, living here in Jersey, but, you know, your music, you know. But I was listening to when he was talking about this, taking you way back to stuff, you know, and things. And I'm like, wow, but I truly, you know, no, I don't know all this stuff and everything, but I can truly say I lived through you, through my brother Keith, my brother Jack. I just lived through you, through these guys, because that's all, you know, Rob A.
Right.
And, of course, that it's like, you know, you bop your head to songs that they still playing now.
Right.
And the album that my brother still has, you know. So it's just so amazing how the guy was before was talking about some of the old stuff that, like, grab the ground or whatever. I don't, you know. I was listening to him like, wow, you know, all this
right.
stuff, and then, you know, you're going to be performing and everything. So, you know, there's some people that wasn't born, you know, around that, but that still have respect for that music because they lived it through older siblings.
Right.
And I come
right.
from older siblings that lived through that era and that, you know, still play your music. But I took my brother, Keith, I'm saying, Rob, live for your music, live for Rob B, you know. So, so it's so funny.
Tell him I said thanks.
So funny how, you know, I didn't have to be born in that era or be, you know, a couple of years past, you know, but I just know who Rob Bates is.
Right.
So, you know, you go through the older brothers and older cousins, you know, and stuff like that. But, yeah, I truly do. And, you know, the music that you play, your music, your lyrics and everything, you know, now, like, you know, we 5 or 6 years old, we know the song, but we bobbing our head to the song. Because
yeah,
you got the older brothers that play this music.
Right.
So that was my little comment. I don't have, you know, I wish you much success, but I listened to when the song and Nick is so bad. I was trying to because I know some of your songs on iTunes, you could get it on iTunes with a song and like listening
right.
to it. And I was just like, and you were saying something. I'm not for the piece of it that you're going to do. Is it a gospel play or? I just heard somebody else mentioned it. What was it? A gospel
play?
It's a gospel play.
It's a gospel play. It also has some hip-hop in it. It's got comedy, music, everything. Everything in it. Unequally Yoked, May
17th. Oh.
May 17th, York College.
Jamaica Queen.
Okay. Oh, okay. I know what it's at. Oh, really? I'm trying to think. You said that York College, Jamaica Queen. Okay. All right. Unequally Yoked.
Yep, that's the
play
name.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. That's nice. Really good.
May 17th.
Okay. I'll jot that down. But,
okay.
Thank you for listening to my story. So, you know, I always, you know, when I had to call in when I heard and I saw when they posted to the day that you were going to be on it, I'm like, wow. No, this guy. I mean, you know, I know who he is. I mean, I know, you know. But I truly know who you are through my brother Keith. You know.
Okay.
But it's very, very, it was nice talking to you. Much success in your, you know, endeavors and everything that you're doing.
Thank you. Nice talking to you too.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Rob, you got a lot of ladies calling the line, Rob. Hold on, we got another caller for you. We have another caller for you, Rob. Hold on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
See what I mean?
Hello.
Hello. So of course I'm a fan. I am a 70s baby. But tell me about the play.
Well, the play, Unequally Yoked, May 17th, York College in Queens. What is that, Kev, again?
Jamaica Queens.
Jamaica Queens. Yeah, it's going to be off the hook.
Okay.
Right
now,
up the block from Jamaica Hospital.
Okay. Now, are you starring in the play?
Well, I'm one of the executive producers of the play.
Okay. Okay. All right. I definitely want to see that. Okay, so your college, that's in Jamaica, Queens. Gotcha. May 17th. Okay.
May 17th.
And Rob Bates will be there.
Okay, and I think I heard that you were performing when?
Saturday, April 26th at McCulley's in Montague, New York. That's out Long Island.
Long Island. Okay.
McCulley's.
I'll be there too. Either.
And the 25th, we got Lyndhurst, New Jersey. I don't know the name of the club, though.
with that Long Island, so I'm gonna stick with the Long Island.
Okay.
Friend
okay,
my page, MC. You see all the flyers. You see where everybody's gonna be at all the time.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Rob, you know, I'm trying to get something in real fast. I know time is the essence. I know you're a big man. You got big things going on, and I'm trying to get something in real fast.
But
what's the next step for Rob Bass?
Well, definitely, like I said, I'm working on this play, and I'm also, I really want to get into promoting shows with my boy Kevsky and Lynette Blackwell. You know, put together a little team and start, you know, doing concerts all over the place. You know, that's my next baby I want to get into. But I'm also going to be working on a hip-hop play, so people watch out for that. We in the beginning stages of working on that, so that's going to be the next thing.
Now, let me ask you, Rob. Now, you did a lot of things, you know what I mean? You got a lot of hits and everything. Now you're dealing with the plays. You know, you're not sure if you want to be the character in a play. Now, how do you balance everything out? It's mainly what I want to know. How do you balance? Because you got a family. How do you balance everything out?
I don't even know. I just do it. I don't know. It drives me nuts sometimes. It gives me headaches sometimes. But when you got a good team with you, it works out pretty good. Because, like, with Tevsky been helping me out, you know, Lynette Blackwell been helping me out. And I have a lot of good agents out there that's working for me. So, it's, you know, I just do it, you know. I'm used to it now.
I'm working off my bill with Rob Bass. I owe Rob Bass $1.2 million. So I'm working off my bill.
Oh, Lord. Hold on, Rob. We have another caller on for you real fast. I want to bring the last caller on because I know, Rob, I know you and Kev. I know y'all got things I got to do, and it's definitely an honor having you on. So I want to just say, I like to get the callers due as well, you know, but this is going to be the last one. My lines is flooded. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm there. My name is Angela.
Okay, you on the air with Rob Bass?
Hello, Rob Bass.
Hello.
I love your music. It's so iconic, and I hear it all the time on commercials, and every time I go out in the street and they're having a party in the street, people playing your music in their car, and I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And you're so very humble, and I just love you so much. Thank you so much for being an old school rapper that's still out there doing your thing.
Thank you so much.
Very, very welcome.
All right.
And I can't wait to see your play.
All right. May 17th.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Rob, let me ask you this last question before I let y'all go. In two words, describe Rob Bass.
Rob Bass is a humble guy that likes to party sometimes. And I don't know what else.
Hey, Rick, I got two words for Rob Bass for you.
And I like to make money.
Hey, I got two words for Rob Bass for you. Hey, Rich.
Yeah,
I got
what's
two
that,
words
guy?
For Rob. Good heart.
Oh, okay.
That's the word.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a good heart.
Hey, Rob.
I
don't know if you know, but I always shout Kev out. You know, he used to produce tracks. We're going to save that for later. Ask him about it when we're off the air.
Okay.
All right, man. I'm going to get out of here. I know, Rob, you got to run. I got my trainer waiting for
Rob,
me in the gym.
Yo, Kev, I definitely want to give you a shout-out, man. Yo, Rob, it's definitely an honor to have you on. I definitely appreciate you taking the time out to join us. You know, it's definitely an honor to have you on. Amen. So, well, Rob, what I want you to do one more time, is let them know about the play, let them know where it's at, let them know you're performing at. Kev, if you want to fill that in as well, too. Also, you got Kev Ski on the air from WBLS, 9 to 11 on Saturdays. Make sure you catch him. You know, just let them know your information and everything.
All right, yeah, basically, the info. The play is called Unequally Yoked, and it's at Saturday, May 17th at York College, Jamaica, Queens. That's right down the block from Jamaica Hospital, not far from Kennedy Airport. Everybody knows York College. And if you want to see Rob, Rob's going to be in at the play because he's one of the executive producers of the play. If you want to see Rob live performing, we have a show in Long Island at Mulcahy's, Mulcahey's. That's in Wantagh, New York. So if you Google that, it'll come up, Mulcahy's. That's in Wantagh, New York. That's in Long Island.
Right.
So, and that's pretty much it. Anything else, if you want to friend my page, you'll see all the Rob Bass info, where Rob's going to be, where I'm going to be. Just friend my page, DJ Kevsky. On my profile picture, I got on a black Adidas sweatsuit.
Okay. Also, you can hit me up. You can hit me up at Rob Bass Music on Facebook, and also Rob Bass Music on Instagram. Hit me up.
Yep.
No doubt. Yo, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Kev, I want to thank you. Yo, Rob, I don't know, but I would appreciate if you give me a shout-out. You know, I ain't where you at, but I'm trying to get there, you know. Hey, give a brother a shout-out. You know, give a brother a drop for the radio station when you have time. You know, only when you have time.
I get that for you, Rich. I get that for you, Rich. I get that for you, Rich. No problem. I get that for you.
Yeah, we'll knock that out.
Real talk. I want to thank y'all.
We'll knock that out for you.
Yo. No doubt. Real talk. I want to thank y'all once again. It's definitely an honor having y'all on. Ain't no question about it, yo. Yo, Kev, we definitely going to talk.
Having us.
Yo, Rob, once again, it's definitely an honor, man. I really appreciate you taking the time out. Real talk.
Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. All right, Rich. Talk to you, man.
All right, Kev. All right, Rob.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Rich.
Rob,
right. Rob, you got Kev T and my man, Rob Bass, Dawn and Divas.
Yes, sir. Later.
You know, shout out to my man, Kasky. That's my brother from another mother. He definitely be looking out, and he definitely has artists coming through as well. But once again, that's it for tonight's show. I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank the callers. But most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Excuse me. Don't forget, y'all have a safe Easter as well. That's right, Easter's coming up. You know, y'all have a safe Easter. Have fun. Fellas, put the guns away. You know what I mean? If you can't go back to the old school, you know, don't bring it to the new school. Leave all that, you know, new stuff alone. You know, all the guns and all that, leave them aside, you know. If you can't knuckle up one-on-one and just take it like a man and put that H on the back, don't even be bothered. Be a bigger man and just turn around and walk away. But once again, shout out to my man Rob Bass. Shout out to my man DJ Kasky, WBLS. 9 to 11 on Saturdays with Dougie Fresh. Make sure y'all check him out. He's definitely doing it. Make sure y'all check out that Equally Yoke play with Rob Bass. It's definitely big. We definitely going to be in the building on the 26th in Long Island. It's definitely going down our body. GQ Palace will be in the building. Also, want to give a shout out to all the hosts for GQ Palace, Rachel, T, Andy, KL, Scribby, Lavina. Excuse me, Chris, I mean the mayor, pardon me, I want to shout out to the government, man, I apologize. It's the mayor, you know, Tiffany Braxton. Once again, y'all, you know, I like to have fun sometimes. Sometimes I be in my mood, sometimes I be tired. Also give a shout out to my man, Jay Good, Swag Champ, up and coming artist. Tune in next week, and you'll never know who we might have on. You understand? Because it's going down, hard body with GQ Palace. You know, on Mondays, UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio. We're doing something different since DN Lane is taking the time. You know, UAR is from 9 to 10. But to the meantime, you know, you got DN Lane, Love, Life, and Loyalty. When she come back, she'll be back on. We go to the regular schedule from UAR from 8 to 9 and DN Lane from 9 to 11. And then on Tuesday, GPS Sports with my man, the mayor, 8 to 10. On Wednesday, don't forget to check out the Diva Squad. Three hottest females doing their thing, hard body on the radio station. GQ College Radio, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, 7 to 9 on Wednesdays. Then on Thursdays, you got Reality and Relationship with KL and Tiffany Belvin. You know, they got their little one, so KL is doing it solo right now. Then on Fridays, you're here with Rich Money, GQ College Radio, Love Entertainment. And don't forget on Sundays, the Bless the Lord, Lavina Polite. From 7 to 9, Spiritual Sunday, gospel minister, gospel music ministers, elders, evangelists, call and give your testimonies. Then right after her, from not right after Lavina, from 9 to 10, you got Crossroads Temple. With Brother Timothy Scribbiante. I'm tired. Maybe I got the Easter Bunny getting at me right now. But I want to tell y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. I am your host, Rich Money. I want to give a shout out to T, one of the hosts from the Diva Squad. Glad everything worked out. God is good. Remember that. God is good. My baby Lavina, love you. To the kids, I don't know what we're doing for Easter, but we're going to do something. Huh? I don't know what it's going to be. But once again, I'm just having fun. I'm your host, Miss Money. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. I'm out. This is GQ Palace Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby. Woo!
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love and length of time with your host, Rich Munch. Rich Munch. Rich Munch. GQ Palace. GQ Palace.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace.
Hey, this is DJ Kev Ski, and you're listening to GQ Palace, hosted by my man, Rich Money.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace.
This is Elias, and you're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio. Follow me. Follow me. Yeah. Follow me. Peace.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Hi, this is Deja Vu. And you're listening to GQ Palace Radio,
Love and Entertainment
with Rich Money.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
What's up, y'all? This is MC Iniquity from Brooklyn, New York. Ain't no party like an old school party, cause an old school party. You're listening to the sounds of Rich Money, GQ Palace. Let's go. Let's go.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah, yeah.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, 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 what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey Destruction, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip-Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net. Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Rich Money, let's do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
I like to welcome all my to the world famous Murder Inc. show. They call me the Mighty Rule. How you living?
GQ Palace, Radio, GQ Palace, GQ Palace, Radio.
The real question. What do you do?
Yo, what up, what up, peace world, this your boy Mellow Man Ace, and right now you got a lot on GQ Palace Radio.
GQ Palace Radio.
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back. When they hollering about rules, here's the real. I pop the top like champagne bottles to chill or nothing but ice. Now I'll send it up to the greatest and tell them I'm nice too. Plus push some nice goals and ink roll like deuce, man. I'm OG Bobby J, and we slinging soccer fields to yay. You respect that, or get your mind around and get it pushed back. Y'all don't want that. I send them to the morgue, I keep it my bow to the shore. In the club with no gun, got them taking it off. Can't help that. I'm that that puts it down once I hit that to them up in the mind. Back to them home in the throwback. West 44 Lakers, let's make no mistakes. With these F's take place. What's the procedure with a gun in your face?
GQ Palace,
Radio. Come back. Hey, I'm coming.
Clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Let's take it to
work. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Friday night, it's been my time listening to Rich Money, Revenant and Chance, and GQ Palace Radio.
We gon' clap back.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Boom, be in the club. Boom up. Pop in the bubbly. Get ugly. I hug the snuff closely. But usually, used to see you bouncing on the freak. Trying to ride my... Long as they manage to get their in front of my dick and dance, the big for more chance. I'm catching hate from a glance, but I'm a giant. This man ass, I'm stopping my witness hand. The backhand, it's not realistic. The game is half, it's not getting twisted. I'm young, black, and gifted, but still at the bottom. It's stuck somewhere between Gomorrah and Sodom. I'm here to make this rap hotter than Harlem. The dog be werewolf, cause I'm the problem. It's a procedure with a gun in your face. When you got one in your waist, it's cocked back.
Clap back, 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 back,
messed up. I'd rather be bossed up with a bunch of bras.
And it's